This is WVLY Milton Lewisburg. It's time for Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK.
Herring to the 40, to the 50, down to the 40, down the sideline to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Shikellamy!
Shikellamy Braves football is sponsored by Marie Motors Chevrolet, Applebee's and Sealands Grove, APW, Shock Law Offices, Blaze Alexander Ford, Pennsylvania Mentor, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cable Vision, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, Service First Federal Credit Union, Sunbury Motor Company, UPMC Susquehanna, W&L Subaru, Carpetman, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Customized Tutoring Services, Shock Physical Therapy, Lackawanna College. And now, Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Well, here it is, the second half of the high school football season. It's just about ready to get underway. And we have two teams tonight that are still looking for that opening win of this 2019 high school football season. One still has playoff aspirations in the way of Shikellamy. The Braves looking for win number one tonight. So is Central Mountain, a game that both of these teams no doubt have had circled on their schedule all season long. This is a Central Mountain team that has played very competitive with a lot of the teams that they played in the first five games. A Shikellamy team that earlier in the season were a couple of plays away, but have had two devastating losses to Sealands Grove and then last week to Jersey Shore, where they really weren't in the game from the beginning. In the second half, really, when you look at this, Shikellamy has truly not been in the game since the first or second quarter of the Sealands Grove game a couple of weeks ago. And then, of course, Jersey Shore started to get in the mercy rule, kind of called off the dogs a little bit. The Braves were able to move the ball and actually outscored Jersey Shore in the second half 8-0 at that point. But, Chief, this is a Shikellamy team trying to dig deep here and find something in a part of the season that they felt was going to make or break their season. The next five games, three of which now with the change bringing in Holy Redeemer instead of Southern Columbia, or getting, I should say, Holy Redeemer instead of Southern Columbia coming up in a couple of weeks at Crispin Field in Berwick, has now made it an opportunity to really leapfrog over Columbia Montour Beautech and legitimately become a playoff contender in the four seed.
If you look at the ratings for the District 4 in Shikellamy's division, even without winning a football game, they were only 600 away from being in the fourth place spot. So it also has to do with the players of the teams that you play.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with their record as well. And even if you lose, you still end up getting some points from them. This is a reminder, if you're listening for Lewisburg football tonight here on 100.9 The Valley, that will be tomorrow night at 6:30 at Sealands Grove High School, as that will be at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field. Coming up tomorrow night, and Greg Wetzel and Justin Michaels will have that game for you right here on 100.9 The Valley, beginning at 6:30. Tonight, it's WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on The Valley, and we're glad that you could join us for tonight's matchup between Central Mountain and Shikellamy. Braves making the long trip up here to Lock Haven after making a trip to Jersey Shore just about a week ago, which is probably about 15 minutes to the east of here, if that. So getting both the long road trips in back-to-back. And a reminder that the Southern Columbia game that has been much talked about over the last couple of weeks has now been changed to Holy Redeemer. That game will be played at Crispin Field in Berwick. So that game is going to be a neutral site game. Kind of out of respect for Holy Redeemer, they would have to make a very, very long trip to play a game they did not have originally on their schedule either. So that game is being played at Crispin Field in Berwick. We'll have coverage of that game coming up in a few weeks on News Radio 1070 WKOK. But tonight, here on The Valley at Shikellamy at Central Mountain, we'll take a look at this matchup with head coach Todd Tilford when we return. This is Shikellamy Braves football on WKOK's coverage of that on 100.9 The Valley.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, and Sunbury. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after sale, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. We are professional. Great. Taking the deals, the other guys won't.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's 4x4 Blowout. We made a commitment to Ford Motor Company to sell 25 new F-150 and Rangers before Saturday, October 5th. Get in and you can save up to $14,599 on a new F-150 truck. You get into a 4x4 Ranger for under 30 grand. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Pay nothing for that new Ford till Thanksgiving. Only at Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. The lowest price, guaranteed, period.
Welcome back to Central Mountain. Kevin Herr with Coach Todd Tilford of the Shikellamy Braves getting ready for a matchup tonight with the Central Mountain Wildcats. Typically, this game has been a very tight game. Last couple of years has been the same way. Sometimes they're low scoring, sometimes they're shootouts, depending. It seems up here, though, they seem to be shootouts a little bit more. What have you seen on film with this Central Mountain team? What has you concerned?
Obviously, both winless coming into it, and I think we're kind of in the same boat. They're a pretty competitive team for, you know, 2-3 quarters, and then, you know, just maybe lose some things with the depth. But they're capable of doing a lot of things, and they're very tough up front, especially defensively. Have played some very good teams that we're familiar with in the PHAC, you know, played them solid. We've seen Shamokin live a couple times, and I believe it was a 12-7 game. And so kids know we're in for another battle.
What are some of the similarities between these two teams that you've seen?
Yeah, well, I think we both have decent quarterbacks that are just waiting to break out. He's made some completions and looks really good on tape. We were going to have to get some pressure on him because if you let him sit back there, he's going to throw. So I think both teams are going to be hungry for a win. It's going to be quite a battle.
When you look at last week's game, you had some success in the second half trying to open things up a little bit. What makes it harder to try and set things up offensively against a team that puts 8-9 in the box?
Yeah, I mean, if you're wing T and they're loading up on the run, you know, it kind of takes away the play action, you know. So we've had trouble being consistent with the running game, which kind of takes some of that stuff away. So teams have really just loaded up and challenged some one on ones with the split ends. So we did a little better job spreading things out last week, and probably going to try some more of that today since we had a little success there.
And thanks for reading my mind there. That's where I was going with that.
I knew
exactly.
What you meant by
I
now.
Appreciate that. It was kind of an awkward way to get there, but we've done this a while. Listen, when you come back here to this Central Mountain game, It had to have been a good week of practice this week. The kids, how are the kids emotionally right now? Because this is one of those games you have to have, both teams really have to have circled.
Yeah, well, I've said it all year. I mean, our kids, they've been practicing hard, and I really mean it. It's a fun group to coach. They come in enthusiastic, feeling like we're really close, you know. And I know this is, you know, 3 or 4 weeks in a row we've said it. You know, we played some tough teams, and, you know, they had another good week of practice. You know, they feel like once we get a win under our belts, then we can make some good things happen here.
What about with the health of the team? I know you've had a lot of injuries. You've had some key injuries. I mean, you ended up having to go to your third-string quarterback last week due to injury. How are things setting up here in the second half?
Yeah, actually, you know, knock on wood, getting pretty healthy. We've got Duncan Weir's back for us. We've been missing him the last couple of weeks. And getting pretty healthy for this time of year. So we're kind of excited about that. We feel like we have some winnable games starting with tonight. You know, so we just got to focus on tonight. We had a good week of practice, and we just got to get a win to get on the bus.
All right, good luck. Go get them.
Thank you.
This is WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on 100.9 The Valley.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
At Shock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Shock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Shock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com. Like us on Facebook or call today.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Injury, pain, suffering. People turn to expensive addictive drugs and surgery before considering other options for pain. Healing, moving, living. Shamokin Dam Health Center treats the cause of your injury, not just the symptoms. To relieve pain and restore your body to health, when you're ready to work again, play again, live again, call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Back at Central Mountain High School here in Mill Hall, not far from Sean Carey Land, as a matter of fact. The man who woke you up this morning here on 100.9 The Valley, making his way back up here later on tonight because he's pulling the all-nighter. He's on one of our sister stations, Eagle 107, later on tonight with Sunbury Motors game night. That'll be coming up after the Sealands Grove game, where Sealands Grove's taking on Loyal Sock. And later on throughout the evening, we'll be watching our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, and that's Danville and Central Columbia. That game will be at Blue Jays Stadium in Almedia. We'll have updates on that throughout the night, courtesy of our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Ford Tough Game of the Week, sponsored by Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45.
You're a Blue Jay alumnus.
I am alumni.
Yes. Well, anyway, was there a rivalry with Danville? I know Bloom and Danville is a good rivalry.
It was a little bit of a rivalry. Now, the days I remember are the John Wiley days at Danville.
Sure.
So, and the Bob Rom days at Central Columbia, but. Then I would say Bloomsburg was probably the bigger one. Southern Columbia would probably be third. Danville was number two.
Yeah.
But you got to understand, that was the 80s.
But when I was in school, Danville and Central were always good basketball programs.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and that was a rivalry there.
Here's some irony for you, though.
Okay.
Central Columbia has had the entire week off because it's fair week.
Right.
Because, well, quite honestly, most of us, when we were growing up, worked at the fair. It was a good way to earn $200-$300 in a week and a half of work.
Plus eat food.
Well, that too. And some of it was free, depending on where you worked.
Right.
You know? But you look at the other side, Danville actually had today off as well. They don't have the whole week off. They had a fair day today, too. But I remember playing. It was really, and this was a long, long time ago, it was very difficult to avoid the fair. And sometimes I think the fair smell wafted down to El Media a few times because practicing that week was really tough, too.
I'll bet.
We had a rule that you did not go to the fair on game day so your legs would be all right. In my case, it didn't matter because I didn't play much, so it didn't really matter.
I would imagine that the smell at the fair was better than down at Upper Dauphin where there was a tanning plant
right next to
the stadium.
Now, Bloomsburg had it worse.
Okay.
Because Bloomsburg practices were right there, literally just down the street from the fairgrounds. So if the wind blew the wrong way, man, it was really tough to focus. And there were a couple of years, too, that Central and Bloom played that week.
Okay.
And at that time, it was a league game as well. So Bloom and Central used to try and avoid playing league games at this week because of the fact that they'd have the whole week off, but that doesn't happen anymore.
Hey, we got our fair reference in, so that was good.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty fair.
Yep.
Central Mountain coming in at 0-5 tonight. Their starting lineup, the way we have it, again, we don't have all their starters because we did not get confirmation with Central Mountain's head coaching staff and James Renninger to be 100% sure. But we're pretty sure that Zane Probst will be leading the way at quarterback. He's a 6'3", 190-pound senior, 64 of 118, 4 interceptions, 7 touchdowns on the year, 891 yards passing. Ryan Pence will likely be the tailback. He's a 5'10", 150-pound sophomore, averaging 4 yards on his 32 carries. Rocco Stark, we figure, will be the tailback. He's a 5'10", 185 senior. He has just 5 yards on the ground, but he has caught 17 passes for 245 yards and a couple of touchdowns and 14 yards a grab. Connor Sue will likely be the starting wide receiver. He is second on the team in receptions yards with 242 on his 19 catches. That's 13 yards a catch and 2 touchdowns on the season for the 6'2", 170 senior. Peyton Johnson will likely be another. He is actually listed as a quarterback, but he runs the ball, he throws the ball, he catches the ball. It's like he's like his own run, pass, and kick competition there. He's a 5'10", 170-pound sophomore, 1-for-1 with a 19-yard pass. He has caught 22 passes for 342 yards and 3 touchdowns, averaging 16 yards a grab. We also figure on seeing a little bit of Nick Long at wide receiver as well as Ashton Probst. We do not know who the front five is for sure. Again, we did not get that information from the coaching staff, although we did ask. Trey Gensel is the kicker, a 5'7", 145 junior. He's 5 of 7 in PATs, 0 of 2 on field goal attempts. Tyler Weaver, the 6'1", 160 sophomore, will punt, averaging 32 yards a punt. Defensively for Central Mountain, we're going to take our best stab because, again, did not get the starting lineups from Central Mountain's coaching staff.
Ben Garlick, the defensive end, 6'2", 215. He's a sophomore. We also figure on seeing Anton Stratz, the defensive end, a 6'2", 215 sophomore with 19 tackles, 4 for a loss, 1.5 sacks, recovered a fumble, and forced a fumble on the year. Caleb Shade, we figure, is going to be the other defensive end, a 6'3", 220 senior with 8 tackles and 1 for a loss. We expect to see a couple of different players possibly in the linebacker slots. Typically, the Willis Cameron Sonny, remember him from last year, a 5'10", 185 senior, leads the team with 69 tackles and 3 for a loss. Doug Coakley could be an inside linebacker. He has about 20 tackles on the season for the 5'10", 180 senior. Peyton Johnson, a 5'10", 175 junior, 27 tackles, 1 for a loss and 1 fumble recovery. We're also expecting to see Ben Miller at inside linebacker, the 5'9", 200-pound senior, or Lane Porter, a 5'9", 160-pound junior with 30 tackles on the season. Tyler Weaver is the corner, a 6'1", 160 sophomore, has 1 interception on the season, along with Riley Perichko. Petrichko, a 5'11", 170 junior, does have a fumble recovery this year. Looking at a possibility of 4 different guys playing strong safety or free safety, I'm pretty sure we're going to see Michael Wallazer, the 5'11", 205 sophomore in there. He's got 1.5 sacks from his safety position, 3 tackles for a loss, and 35 tackles overall. Jason Rinker and Caden Falls could be the other two. They're both juniors. Falls a 5'9", 155 junior, and Rinker a 5'7", 145 junior. For the Shikellamy Braves offensively, it'll be Drew Balestrini, a 6'1", 165 junior, 26 of 78, 7 interceptions, 1 touchdown, 264 yards in the air. On the running back side, we expect to see Colton Simcoe, a 5'7", 155 sophomore, with 33 yards on the ground this year. The leading ball carrier is the fullback, Joel Durr, a 5'10", 185 junior, averaging 6 yards a carry with his 41 carries for 240 yards and a touchdown. Davis Marshall is the tight end, a 6'4", 210 junior, with an average of 16 yards on his 5 catches and a touchdown on the season. Ryan Castillo, the 1 wide receiver, a 6'1", 165 senior, and the leading wide receiver is Mason Brubaker, a 5'9", 150-pound junior, 2 completions on 4 pass attempts for 58 yards. He has also caught 7 for 114 yards as a wide receiver and 16 yards a catch. Across the front, it'll be Derek Wrights at right tackle, a 6'2", 260 senior. Zach Kemberling is the right guard, a 6'2", 275 senior. The center is Jared Oakes, a 6'1", 265 junior, along with Billy Nace at left guard, a 6'1", 275 senior. Caden Hoffman is the left tackle, 6'2", 235 sophomore. John Gittens will do the kicking tonight, the 5'9", 145 junior. 3 of 3 on field goal attempts with a long of 27, 1 of 4, though, on PATs. He'll also do the punting tonight. Defensively for the Braves, it'll be Davis Marshall at defensive end with 3 tackles for a loss. He leads the defensive team in that category. Curtis Raker will be the defensive tackle along with Toby O'Connor, a 6'5", make that a 5'9", 250-pound senior. Chad Rule will be the defensive end. The 6'3", 195 junior has a sack and 5 tackles on the year. Nate Manier is the outside linebacker with 20 tackles on the season with 3 for a loss and a fumble recovery for the 5'11", 185 senior. Zakeen Nettles also will be at linebacker, a 5'10", 170 junior. We expect to see Duncan Weir back tonight for the first time in a few games. The 5'11", 185 junior normally playing outside linebacker. Gage Wolf will be on the inside, 25 tackles, 1 sack, 3 tackles for a loss for the 5'9", 165 sophomore. And Eric Schock leading all tacklers on the team from his inside linebacker spot, the 6'1", 185 junior with 40 tackles on the year. Ryan Castillo is the corner, a 6'1", 165 junior, along with Braden Long, a 6'1", 185 junior, 18 tackles, a sack, and 2 interceptions for Long. Also could see Connor Fitzgerald, the sophomore, sneak in there as well. Drew Balestrini is the safety, the sophomore with 29 tackles and 2 forced fumbles. Both these teams coming in at 0-2 on this season, or excuse me, 0-5, I should say, on this season after looking for win number 1 here in now the second half of the season. Chief, we talked about the fact that this Central Mountain team can throw the football. Probst just under 900 yards, 7 touchdowns. He distributes the ball very well. Peyton Johnson, a very dangerous sophomore on this team. Connor Sue has 2 of those touchdown receptions, averaging 13 yards a catch. I mean, those are some big numbers. We're talking 64 completions and 891 yards. That's a big per completion average.
We talked a little bit about that before the pregame started, and the fact that they're not doing much on the ground, it seems like they're probably putting the ball up a lot, Kevin. And you know, when you do that, you're going to get a lot of completions, and your yardage is going to be pretty high too. I think the key is for the Braves that first of all, they got to stop the run. You know, because if they let Central Mountain run on their defense, they're going to just keep after it. And, you know, you set the run up to throw the ball, and it sounds like they've been throwing the ball to set the run up when they can. But we'll see what happens.
And Shikellamy's defense averages 9 yards per completion. That's a big number as well. Braves have made their appearance. Central Mountain will make theirs. We'll reappear in just a few minutes here from Central Mountain. It's Shikellamy Central Mountain tonight. It's WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on 100.9 The Valley.
Here's Kyle from WNL Subaru to introduce the new draft picks for the impressive 2020 Subaru lineup.
Check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models. They offer a new, rugged, and sporty design and upgraded technology with 11 inches of touchscreen control.
Come explore the 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models today at WNL Subaru in Northumberland or during the Bloomsburg Fair on C Avenue.
Drive like a champion with a new Subaru from WNL. Find us online at WNLSubaru.com.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glix installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glix Heat and Glow products.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
You don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
Central Mountain in their all white helmets, royal blue uniforms with white trim lettering and white pants. Shikellamy will be in their all white uniforms with the navy blue helmet, the Chief Shikellamy insignia on that helmet, and the navy blue with maroon trim lettering and numerals. We'll take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on 100.9 The Valley.
This is WVLY Milton Lewisburg.
Chickalemme and Central Mountain have their starter, or their captains, rather, out on the center of the field right now. Probst, the captain, along with Stark and Welsh for the Central Mountain Wildcats. Also there, Caleb Shade as well. Braves with their normal starters, or normal captains out there, I believe. The Braves won the toss. They have elected to defer, and they will receive the ball, which they have done quite a bit this year. I mean, they've won of the five. I think they've won four coin tosses this year, Chief.
Just lucky, that's all. You got Nate Manier out there along with Drew Balestrini. Okay, so I think Drew's...
Are you saying that the two of those guys are lucky?
Yeah,
Drew's
been pretty fortunate. But, you know, Drew does most of the talking out there, I think, for the...
Billy Nace, also one of the captains for Chickalemme. And both teams have shook hands, and now we're ready to go. A big CM outlined in white with that royal blue lettering in the center. A all-turf field, so this will be the first time, I believe, the Braves have played on turf this year. One of those turfs that have a lot of the ground-up tires embedded in it to make it a little bit more soft.
We were at Central and we were at Danville.
I you know what? After I said that, I remembered being at two others. I was just going to let it go, but thanks for picking that up.
This will be
the third time that the Braves have been on turf this year.
In fact, every time we've been away, we played on turf.
It seems that way.
Hey, listen, folks, it was a long ride up here.
Except Jersey Shore, that was grass.
You're right. Well, I guess you could call that grass.
Oh, there was grass there. Normally,
lots of it.
Yeah, normally there's not that much, but Gittins will be on the near hash now, ready to boot the ball away right to left as we view things facing east. And there's the kick. It's popped up, and it is taken there at about the 10-yard line. Coming up the middle of the field with it is Sonny. Sonny will go to the 25, to the 30. Actually, I'm going to correct that. That's Rocco Stark that will take it all the way to the 33-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Central Mountain from the 33.
Actually, nobody tackled him. I think he lost his footing, you know, as he came up through the middle there and fell down. But good field position, good return that time for the Wildcats.
Tonight during the game, we'll be looking for the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, the play that we feel made the difference. They'll go four quicks now, two receivers each way, shotgun sidecar right with Probst in this quarterback slot. He'll fire a quick hitter to the near side. Sue will catch it, break a tackle, and fight his way down to the 39-yard line. That's what you can't do, is let him get free. And Castillo that time kind of let him get free and bought a couple of more yards. It'll be a gain of six.
Well, Ryan, when he went to tackle and pulled him in, bear hugged him instead of going through him. And Connor Sue's pretty strong young man and just ran right through that one.
6'2", 170. So we'll come to the near side. Again, four receivers. Shotgun formation, sidecar to the left. Braves show blitz from the linebacker position. They're going to come after him. They tripped him up, but Pence is able to work through it. He breaks another tackle, gets to the line of scrimmage, down to the 40-yard line, leans ahead for the first down, and gets to the 45.
He's going to get a first down when he should have been tackled for a loss the first time, and the second time for a little bit more, a little bit of a lead loss. Braves putting their heads down and not following the midsection of the torso of the runner, and he's been going by them.
Probst with 7 yards on that carry will get a first down to the 45-yard line, and that will be number 71 on the ground in yardage. Shotgun formation again, first and 10, moving left to right from the far hash. Back to pass Pence from the shotgun. Pump fakes, fires it, hits Sue at about the 47-yard line. He is snowed under there at the 47. Leading the way is Duncan Weir as he makes his return after a couple of games off. Gain of a 9 on that first down play.
Inside receiver did a quick out. Connor Sue, who was the outside receiver, did a curl right in the middle of the zone between the linebackers and the defensive backs. And that ball was delivered right on the money, Kevin.
Ball now near the near side hash mark. Shotgun, three receivers far side, one to the near side as they spread the Chickalemme defense out. Central Mountain has Probst in the shotgun, runs the option. He pitches the ball, and Pence has it. Pence has some room to the 40. Down inside the 35 to the 31-yard line.
Again, people are there to make the play, to make the tackle, and they're not executing. And that's just a nice run after a missed tackle and gets another first down, Kevin.
14 yards on that first down run for Central Mountain and for Ryan Pence, who averages 4 yards a carry, but he is their leading rusher. The sophomore with 140 yards on the ground, still looking for his first rushing touchdown.
Very impressive start for the Wildcats, Kevin. They've basically been doing everything they'd want to do, short pass and then getting some runs from the quarterback and the halfback.
First and the opening drive in this scoreless game. Pence will run. He's got pressure. He is dropped for a loss at the 41-yard line. Coming in quickly is Zaki Nettles for the tackle.
Well, the Z-man, you're not going to run around him, all right? Probably the fastest and most athletic linebacker that Shikellamy has, and the quarterback had no place to go. And you know, Kevin, do you see how he tackled him? He wrapped his arms around his legs.
Got around the ankles. You're not going to get out of that one very easily.
Good job, Isaacy.
Zaki Nettles there with a 10-yard loss, and that will be his first tackle for a loss this year. Second down and 19 from the 41 of Shikellamy. Brave showing blitz again. Rolling out of the pocket is Probst. Firing downfield, and that one intercepted! And it's picked off on the near side by Ryan Castillo. And Pence throws his fifth interception. Excuse me, Probst fires his fifth interception of the season. And the Braves will take the ball, stopping the opening drive at the 24-yard line.
Perhaps a play that the Braves needed. The tackle for the loss started the Wildcats going backwards. And that time he was being pressured, and I think he just threw that ball thinking he was going to throw it away.
He was trying to throw it away, but it kind of went up there and flopped around.
It floated right where Ryan was playing in his zone.
Three receivers to the far side of the field, including Hernandez, the sophomore. Shotgun, back to pass. Balestrini's going to run. He has open field down to the 25, and that open field quickly closed up. An outstanding job of Central Mountain to adjust for only a gain of one.
Kevin, I have seen three or four individuals slip. I don't know if the field is damp, but their feet have gone out from underneath them when they tried to change direction. And I'm quite not sure. I don't know if exactly if it's the turf or it's just the fact that they're overplaying.
Well, this is a low grass height turf. So there's a flag. I think this might be an illegal formation. Or it might have been a movement on the line up
in the neutral zone too. That looks like it's going to be against the Braves.
It does look indeed like it's going to be against Shikellamy, and here comes the call from our head referee. It is a false start against Shikellamy, so that will march it back to the 21-yard line. It'll be second down and 25 with 8:07 to go here in the scoreless first period. An interception as Central Mountain was driving the ball down the field. Castillo gave the Braves the ball, but the Braves have not been able to do much with it here on the first play and a half.
They've got to get out of this deep in their own area field, Kevin, because the Wildcats will win the field possession.
Man in motion to the near side. Here comes the give, and running around the corner, it is Braden Long, and Long will get back to almost the original line of scrimmage, but a flag back at about the 17-yard line. And that might be a block in the back or a hold right around the original line of scrimmage. And we'll bring it back. Oh, it's actually going to be an illegal shift. He must have stepped forward before the ball was snapped.
Well, we've had a run for no gain and 2 5-yard penalties, Kevin, in the first two plays. And it looks like we're going to do second down again.
Second down and 25 now from the 15-yard line. From the Shikellamy 15-yard line. 7:46 remaining here in the first quarter play. This is the first possession for Shikellamy, and now they're going to decline the penalty.
And go third down.
Well, I don't understand, because did they let the play, but didn't they whistle the play? No, they didn't whistle the play yet.
They did not whistle the play yet.
You're right.
Kevin.
So that's actually a good call there by Renninger there for Central Mountain to decline that, because he went nowhere really, so it ends up being third down and about 15 instead of third and 20. Now back under center to a traditional wing T formation.
Hand off right side, Nettles. Nettles turns the corner. Nettles to the 25, to the 30, and just barely steps out of bounds, or he was going to go a long, long way.
Well, it looks like he stepped out about the 27 or 28-yard line, Kevin. So he picked up 8 yards, maybe possibly 9. But again, the Braves are going to be kicking deep in their own territory, which is going to probably give Central Mountain, again, good field position.
Well, this drive was a net 4 yards.
Exactly. Mainly because of that, because 5-yard penalty.
Because of the penalties. From the 15-yard line, it'll be Gittins punting the ball away. Back deep will be Rocco Stark, averaging 15 yards a return. And that one wobbles around. Stark will call it for a fair catch, and he will do that at the 39-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Central Mountain on their second possession with 7:09 to go in a scoreless first quarter.
Well, John Gittins, you know, he did a terrific job there, Kevin. That was a beautiful punt. He got it up in the air, good hang time, and he got some distance on it. So that could have easily been a punt that ended up at midfield. Instead, they're back at the Central Mountain 39-yard line. So better field position than off the kickoff, but still a good job by John Gittins to get that ball out of the territory.
About a 36-yard punt. Not bad at high school.
That's a good high school punt.
Not bad at all. Probst, the quarterback, now with a sidecar right. Sends a man in motion coming to the near side. That's Johnson. It's going to be the option. He's going to take it right up the middle himself. He gets about a yard before Hernandez comes up and sticks him to the 40-yard line. It'll be second and 9.
Curtis Raker is wearing number. What number does Curtis have tonight? Does he have 81?
He is actually wearing 81 tonight. I had forgotten about that.
And Curtis stood him up there. Curtis met him right at the line of scrimmage.
He was changing numbers last week, offensively and defensively, but they left him keep 81.
I think he kept 81 on pretty much the whole game last week.
Yeah, I think they stopped doing that about the second quarter. You're right. Probst to the sidecar to the left. On the far hash mark, Brave showing blitz from the outside. Picked up well. Back to pass down the middle. It is complete, short of the first down. Weir is trying to fight the defender fight the offensive player from getting the first down, but he does get a gain of 9, and that completion is good enough for a first down, and I could not see who caught that ball, Chief.
I did not see who it was. I think it was 23, Kevin. I think that's who caught it.
It might have been either Probst or Ashton Probst or Tanner Williamson. Could have been Stark out of the backfield.
The receivers, no, he wasn't out of the backfield. He was lined up at the slot position. Yeah, I remember that.
He got hit so quickly I couldn't even see his number. Four receivers now with Probst in the shotgun. Again, showing blitz. The option coming. Pitch goes to the near side. Pence has it. Tripped up. Nettles trips him up, and that could have saved a big one. And is that a late flag coming in there? It is.
They're going to say because it was hit with the helmet. I'm almost positive.
9-yard gain to the 40-yard line, almost 10.
One of the defensive backs for Schicklin, he came up as he was going down and threw his body at him. And, you know, it's a judgment call. From up here, it doesn't look as bad. Down there, it was a pretty good crack.
And you are 100% personal foul targeting. And that'll be against Schickalemme. So that'll be a 15-yard penalty marched off from the 40-yard line. They'll drive it all the way down to the 25-yard line, which is pretty much where Central Mountain lost the drive the last time. 5:45 to go, scoreless first quarter.
The main problem when they run that little option is the fact that somebody's getting to the quarterback, but they're blocking the person that's on the pitch man, and he's been able to turn up field every time they've run it.
Long goes to the far side, two receivers near side. Shotgun with Stark, the sidecar to Probst. Now a man in motion. I'm going to correct that. Stark is now the wingback. Now the pitch goes to Pence. Pence will cut it upfield. He'll get inside the 20 and get to the 18-yard line. Make it the 17, a gain of about 7.
Nice job by the offensive line. They cleaned that left side right off. And the outside backer was getting blocked. So when he got the ball off the quick pitch, he didn't have to go wide. He just turned it right upfield and had a nice hole.
They'll send one receiver, now two, now four quicks. Sidecar is Pence to the left of Probst. Probst will send a man in motion to the near side. That's Johnson. Back to pass. Swings it out to Johnson at the 10-yard line. Breaks a tackle inside the 10 to the 8-yard line. It'll be first and 10 after a gain of 8.
When they bring that man through the formation from left to right, Now they have four receivers on the right side and only three people to guard them. Somebody's got to come through with that receiver and stick with him if they're gonna continue this. They're just gonna right down the field, Kevin.
They have only made one mistake, and that was the interception.
You notice how very right-sided when they go to throw the ball, Kevin. They
very much
haven't
so.
Gone back to the left at all.
Pence is on the right side this time of his quarterback as Stark goes in motion. He's going to give it to Pence. Pence will not be able to break the tackle in the backfield at the 10-yard line, and the ball is loose. And this one is an out-and-out fumble. Shook at him. He says they have it. And the officials have not signaled anything. They will talk it over. And it's Shikellamy football. Recovered at the 10-yard line. And Shikellamy will get the second turnover of the game and deny Central Mountain in the red zone this time.
I am not sure who came in and made that tackle in the backfield. I could not see the number. And immediately after that, all heck broke loose out there as the ball came out. Now all of a sudden there's all kinds of white jerseys and blue jerseys
bodies
on the ground.
Flying all over the place, yeah. Shikellamy will have the ball now with Brubaker coming to the near side. They'll go four quicks, send a man in motion to the near side is long. He'll fake the run, and now it's going to be all Balestrini. Crosses the 10 to the 15-yard line, picks up five on that quarterback keeper around the left.
Well, nice job that time by the pooling linemen for Shikellamy. Number 55 was Zach Kemberling out there along with Billy Nace. That's a good gain, Kevin. 5-6 yards.
Wait, 5 yards on first down. That's a good start to a drive right there.
Yeah, they faked the jet sweep and come this. Oh, it's a waggle play, Kevin, with a jet sweep as the instead of a regular sweep.
Trips to the far side, man-to-man covers to the near side with Davis Marshall. It's going to be a quarterback draw. He's got room. Balestrini's got the first down. Balestrini breaks the tackle, cuts to the outside to the 40, down to the 50, trying to outrun everybody into the 40-yard line of Central Mountain. Tripped up from behind by number 29, Andrew Courtner, and Courtner might have saved the touchdown there.
That was straight quarterback draw, Kevin, all the way. I mean, when Drew went back, he took about two steps back, took that ball, and right up the middle, and there was a nice hole for him. Found the seam to the outside, and we were off to the races.
45 yards. That gets almost half of what his rushing total was for the season, coming in at 90.
And it tips the field, Kevin.
Sure does.
Shikellamy now in Central Mountain territory.
Marshall with a mismatch on the far side and lots of room over there. Back to pass. Balestrini looked at Marshall. Now he's going to run it himself. Almost lost the ball. Bounces off a tackler. Gets across the 35 to the 34-yard line. A gain of 6 on a very hard-fought run.
He pulled that ball down. He was going to go to Marshall. You called it. It's a mismatch over there as far as size goes. I thought he should have thrown the ball.
Well, here's what I think. This is my gut reaction. Marshall was running a route to the inside and not the outside, and the inside is where the defender was, and I think that's the only reason he pulled it down.
And there might have been a couple of defensive linemen on his
tail,
too. I think
if that was a route to the outside, we'd be looking at a pass going in the air. Four receivers now. Long will take it on the run as he comes in motion, and he will be snowed under. That play didn't work last time, and it sure didn't work this time. That'll be a loss of 3 back to the 35-yard line. It'll be second down and 5.
The play to be effective, your guards have to get out. And that time, the defensive line for Central Mountain just got in the backfield, and neither one of the guards was able to get out to help. And that just strung that play out, and Braden had no place to turn up.
It'll be Pfeiffer to the far side of the field and Marshall to the near side. Shotgun formation, 3 tight trip on the far side. Back to pass, pump fake, looking for Marshall, who's open. He underthrew him a little bit. Marshall still made the catch at the 10. Inside to the 5. Touchdown, Shikellamy!
Kevin, what a great catch. I mean, there was going to be pass interference there. The kid was all over him. And he just pulled that in like he would an offensive board. All right.
35 yards on the touchdown pass and reception. Balestrini's second of the season. Second catch for Marshall. That's something they were working on last night with Marshall in practice. Time and time again, just letting him go up and beat the defender to the ball.
I mean, Drew threw that thing way up in the air. It almost looked like a punt. Okay.
It did. Getting good snap. Kick is up. And it is buried through the uprights.
1:56 to go here in the first quarter of play, and Shikamaru has their first lead of the season, 7-0.
I was going to say, Central Kevin, Mountain. This is the first time that you could say that.
Let's take a look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Sealands Grove and Loyal Sox scoreless in the first, as Montoursville and Milton are as well. Southern Columbia up on South Williamsport, 7-0 first quarter. Upper Dauphin 8, Susquehanna 0. And let's see, Mount Carmel leads Mifflinburg 7-0. That is a first quarter score as well. And for our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, Central Columbia 7, Danville 0. 1:56 to go here in the first quarter play, with Shikellamy leading Central Mountain 7-0. We welcome those of you listening here on 100.9 The Valley, WVOI.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Lewisburg in action tomorrow night at Sealands Grove, although they're not playing Sealands Grove. They're playing Bloomsburg. And this will be Stark that will run it up to the 20, 25, flag way ahead of there, about 20 yards ahead. And the ball is stopped at the 23-yard line. But we'll see what that flag's about at about the 40.
There was an altercation going on.
And there's another flag.
10 yards down from where the tackle was made. So, you know, it's going to be a personal foul, Kevin.
Two of them could be. Well, the question is, will it go both ways? Now, there's a hold.
Central Mountain's going back, Kevin.
One of them is a hold.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
I don't think that's two flags. I think that flag, what might have been there, we didn't see it. Or
it could have been, and it could have been the same penalty,
yes,
too.
Yes, exactly.
Although they're in different spots, that's what confused me a little bit. Usually when you see a hold like that, it's...
They haven't marked anything off.
Well, they are now.
Okay, there we go.
Usually, it must have been the same hole, but they threw it in two different locations. That's what really confused me.
And again, that it was at least 10 yards away from where the ball carrier was.
At the 14-yard line, Probst now trailing at 7-0 with Central Mountain in 1:50 to go here in the first quarter. Their third possession. The first two ended in turnovers. Pressure's coming. Fire down the middle of the field. The third one's a turnover, too. And here comes Nettles back the other way, diving to the pylon, and he can't quite get there.
Number 9 with a great hit. Drew Balestrini on the receiver. The ball popped up in the air, and Zaki picked it up and headed to the end zone, Kevin.
He'll return that one 24 yards to the 1-yard line. And with 1:41 to go here in the first quarter, Shikellamy is knocking on the door again.
That was the same pass pattern that they ran earlier, where they bring a man into the middle after they moved one of the receivers to the outside. And that time the pass was delivered on the number. But Drew Balestrini, great timing on that, Kevin. Hit him and knocked the ball up into the air.
Three drives, three turnovers. And two of those interceptions, Nettles with his first interception of the season. Balestrini in a wing T formation with a wing to the near side on the near hash mark. It's at the 1-yard line. They'll move Simcoe in motion. Here's the handoff to Durr. Durr will spin in, and he will be down at the 1-yard line. They're going to be about a half a yard on that carry. Just couldn't quite stretch it over the end line.
He didn't hit the hole very hard either, Kevin. Never got a quick count, Kevin.
And it's going to be Balestrini off the right side. Third effort puts him up and in. Touchdown, Shikellamy, as Balestrini gets his first touchdown on the ground from 1 yard out with 1:20 to go here in the first quarter. And Central Mountain now trailing on two big turnovers. Shikellamy has turned into points, now 13-0, extra point pending.
You got to give the coaching staff a lot of credit. They had two plays called because after the handoff off tackle did not work, they immediately lined up, and they caught Central Mountain not in their defense.
Good snap. Kick is up, and that one is good. 1:20 to go here in the first quarter, and the Braves have scored within 20 seconds. Another 6-7 points now, making it 14-0.
Well, Kevin, the fumble down on the 10-yard line was basically when they fumbled on the Shikellamy 10-yard line, they went 90 yards, 80 to 90 yards for the first score.
Yeah, this was a little shorter.
This time they only had to go 1 yard.
Yeah. Right?
But, again, they had three turnovers the first time. Didn't make much out of that one, but the last two have ended in scores.
Well, tonight, the reason you're hearing Shikellamy football on 100.9 The Valley, the Penn State Nittany Lions are taking on Maryland on WKOK tonight. You can also hear that on WKOK.com and the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Somebody needs to tell the Big Ten that in Pennsylvania and Maryland, Friday night's high school football night.
That would be the people that...
That don't listen.
That, yeah, or the people that do the advertising, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Big Ten Network is the reason. That one is going to go out of bounds at about the 9-yard line, so that'll be a penalty on the Braves. One reminder, though, tomorrow on Eagle 107, the Bison will host Princeton at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium. Doug Birdsong and myself will be there for the pregame at 3. Kickoff is at 3:30. That's on Eagle 107, eagle107.com, and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Central Mountain will take the ball at the 35.
Kevin, we'll see how the Wildcats react to this, all right? I mean, the Braves, two quick scores in the last 5 minutes, and off of great defensive plays that resulted in one in the long field and the other in the short field of the goal line. But
14 to nothing. Shikellamy leading Central Mountain, a minute 20 to go. Fourth possession for the Wildcats. The last three have ended in interception, fumble, and interception. And the last two drives for Shikellamy ended in the end zone. So Central Mountain will now send three receivers to the near side. By the way, first point scored by Shikellamy in the first quarter this year. Late pitch goes to Pence. Pence is in a world of trouble, and he is dropped for a loss of three. That was one that I think Probst should have taken himself and just ran up the middle of the field for what he could
get. He was going to get sacked, Kevin. There was somebody at his feet.
There was nothing for anybody.
And, you know, it's amazing what a little bit of adrenaline will do to your ability to play defense, Kevin.
Yeah,
and that seems
it
that
does.
The Braves are up 12 inches off the ground now.
Loss of two will bring up second down and 12, under a minute remaining. One man in motion to the near side, that's Johnson. They're going to swing it out to Johnson, overthrew the intended receiver, and a late flag.
No.
This is a little ticky-tack on
this
play. Ballestrini tried to hold off the hit, kind of put a little bit of his shoulder into Johnson, and they're going to call that for unnecessary
contact.
It's going
to be 15 yards.
Yeah. Personal foul against Shikellamy. And that one, I'll be honest with you, that's a little ticky-tack there. But that'll be an automatic first down at the 40, with 40 seconds to go here in a 14-0 lead for Shikellamy.
Are we going to watch another game where we're supposed to watch the officials instead of the 22 players on the field, Kevin?
They're not huddling as much as the group did last week.
Wow.
I'll say that much. Central Mountain gets a big opportunity now. We'll see if they can take advantage of it with three receivers to the far side of the field, one to the near, ball in the near hash mark, moving left to right. They'll move Pence to the right side of Probst in the shotgun formation. 26 seconds on the game clock. He'll take the direct snap. Pressure coming. He is going to be dropped for a loss, and the sack will move it back to the 42-yard line, and it'll be a loss of 8 on the play.
Well, Curtis Raker in there along with number 53. All right, Braden Adee. Just gave him no time, but it was the outside pressure. I don't know if that was the key nettles or not, but the outside pressure, they just
like
basically
Weir.
Had everybody. What was it?
Yeah, it looked like Duncan Weir.
Duncan Weir, just a fantastic job.
At the end of the first quarter play, the Braves have scored the first time in the first quarter, and then they did it again 20 seconds later. It is 14-0. Shikellamy, you're listening to Braves Football from WKOK on 100.9 The Valley.
Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and customizedtutoringservices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age and any stage.
You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Football from News Radio 1070 WKOK on 100.9 The Valley. And now we have a
clock restart, I believe. I'm not quite sure what it is.
No, I don't know. Maybe it was the 25-second clock.
It might have been a play clock restart, but we're ready to start the second quarter play with Chicoutimi leading Central Mountain by a score of 14-0. Shotgun sidecar right for Probst on this second down and 17. And he'll draw the Braves defense offside.
Yeah, I know they're excited. I know they're pumped up, but you still got to control yourself.
You got to keep it under control.
You got to keep it under control. And you know what? I as a coach, yeah, I'd be upset, but you know what? You got to just go with how they're playing right now.
Second down and 11. After the 5-yard penalty, we'll move it to the 47-yard line. Two receivers near side, two to the far side, moving right to left here in this second quarter. We'll have the Service Electric halftime report with highlights on the way at halftime. Probst with the direct snap, rolls out to the near side. Flags fly. He throws it, and it is incomplete. Pass intended on the sideline for Johnson, who tried to make an acrobatic catch. But I think we're going to have a holding penalty behind Probst as he went to throw that ball.
Kevin, I'm looking at the defensive line for Chicoutimi. Chad ruled that time along with Toby O'Connor and of course, Curtis Raker just wrecking havoc. He's in the shotgun, and he's actually, you know, as soon as he gets the ball, he's finding pressure. And that's pretty impressive, and it looks like it will be a hold, Kevin.
Quick update on our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Central Columbia leading Danville now 21-0. That game late in the first quarter play. We'll take a look at some other scores coming up a little bit later on.
Surprises me that Central's up that quickly.
Absolutely.
And that fast.
Well, you know, they have a quick strike offense with that with the passing game when they start connecting. Chicoutimi found that out in the second quarter of their game. Second down and yikes. Back to pass Probst. He'll swing it out to the near side, and making a nice move is Pence, the running back, who dives across the 40, gets almost to the 45. They'll spot him at the 44-yard line. That was a nice game of 14.
There's a drill that you run in football, which is called sprint tackling, where you have to run up and gather, and then the runner has to decide go right or left. And that would have been a perfect case there where sprint tackling should have applied, because the Braves had somebody in position to tackle that back out of the backfield with no gain, and he went right by him, slid right by him.
Let's think while we have a player down for Chicoutimi and Mike Elder, the trainer, coming out. Let's take a look quick at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out of town scoreboard. Sealands Grove leads Loyal Sock 13-0. That's late in the first. Montoursville 21, Milton nothing. Southern Columbia 21, South Williamsport nothing. All first quarter scores. Upper Dauphin 18, Susquehanna nothing. Penns Valley 14, Midwest nothing. Warrior Run 14, Hughesville nothing. And getting up slowly, Gage Wolf limping his way off, but under his own
power.
He'll
be back.
Gage, I think so.
Gage has been one of the outstanding defensive players in the whole all six games we've played from his linebacker position and on special teams. He makes a lot of tackles.
By the way, Mount Carmel leading Mifflinburg 14-7 in the Silver Bowl tonight. Williams Valley in the second quarter leading Line Mountain 7-0.
Big play here, Kevin. Third and 14.
Third and 14 from the Central Mountain 44-yard line. They've had three drives, all ending in turnovers. This is drive number four. Probst, shotgun, sidecar right, make it left. Comes back to pass. He is in trouble. Rolls out to the near side. Fires it downfield. And almost a great sliding catch there by Connor Sue. He had to come back for that one. His feet went out from underneath him, and he bobbled it and could not keep it off of the turf at the 25. It'll be fourth and 14.
I think Mason Brubaker learned a valuable lesson there. You don't leave your receiver when you're watching a quarterback if you think he's going to get tackled behind the line of scrimmage, and he did. And it almost turned into a first down.
You are 100% correct.
You got to stay with your man. You got to do your job.
Brubaker will be the return man at the 20-yard line with his heels on the 20. Tyler Weaver will do the punting. The sophomore looks 6'1", but he looks to be about 6'5". Wait. It's going to be a fake. Rolling out to the far side is Johnson, who is a quarterback. That pass is complete, and he got drilled. He got absolutely drilled on that tackle. It'll be short of the first down by about 4 yards, but Connor Fitzgerald put a hit.
You know, everybody's that probably was a tougher hit than the personal foul.
Yeah, it was.
And again, when you don't use your arms when you run into somebody, that's where you get in trouble. But you're right, Kevin.
Well, the difference is he had the football.
Yes, and he was
and he had possession of the football.
Exactly.
But that's what changes
it. It was a heck of a hit.
It was.
Wow.
I mean, it was vicious, and it looked a lot worse than the last one. So a turnover on downs on the fake punt attempt. That will be three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Chickalamy moving left to right at the 45-yard line. Here's the handoff. Durr. Durr will come up to the 45, lean ahead to the 46, and that'll be just about it before he is dropped there by Central Mountain's Cameron Sonning.
You know,
leading tackler on the team.
Another good thing about the fake punt was the fact that the kids that were coming through the line actually were chasing the up man who had gotten the direct snap, and so they weren't fooled. They evidently were ready for that.
Well, we mentioned it earlier that Peyton Johnson is listed as a quarterback on the roster, and he has thrown the ball a few times. Here's the shotgun formation. Ballastrini back to pass, has to roll out under pressure, and he is dropped behind the line and deep behind the line. A sack by Cameron Sonny drops him back to the 34-yard line, and that'll be a loss of 11 on that one, actually 12.
Got to get rid of the ball, Kevin. Of course, you know what? In Drew's defense, he might not have had a receiver on this side. And if he'd have thrown it, it could have been intentional grounding.
He had some room there for a while, but that went away quickly as the pressure came in.
He didn't have any time at all, Kevin.
I thought he had about 3 seconds.
3 seconds, yeah. One Mississippi, yeah. Two Mississippi. Run for your life.
Yep, I think that's kind of what it was. Third down and about 20, and Chickalamy will take their first timeout of the game with 9:31 remaining here before the Service Electric halftime report at a 14-0 Chickalamy lead over the Central Mountain Wildcats. Coming up this weekend here on 100.9 The Valley, it's Steelers football. Looking for win number one on Monday night. They open play in the AFC North with the Bengals at home Monday night. Pre-game show starts at 6:15, kickoff at 8:15 with Bill Hillgrove, Tom Chilkin, and Craig Wolfley. Again, that's here on 100.9 The Valley.
Who was the old-time announcer for that terrible tout for the Steelers?
Myron Cope.
Well, he said, how do you keep the Bengals out of your backyard? Put up a goalpost.
Put up a goalpost, that's right. Well, you know, he used to call them the Bungles.
The Bungles, yes, he did.
You know, if the Bungles are coming out here, and they're going to, I'm telling you, they're just awful. This team is terrible.
That is, you think about Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh, all in that little area there.
Well, you know, when Cleveland didn't have a football team, they took Cleveland Brown fans to, at that time, Heinz Field, and anointed their head with Iron City and made them honorary Steeler fans until they got their own team, and then they said, we'll go back to hating you again.
Gotcha.
9:31 to go on this third down, 21. Chickalamy leading it by a 14-0 score. Ballastrini in the shotgun, back to pass, has a pocket, fires one up in the air, and that is wide open for Mason Brubaker, who makes the catch at about the 25, 24-yard line. It'll be a big first and 10 completion.
You put three receivers to the left wide, and everyone goes vertical, and the Braves offensive line did a great job of protecting Ballastrini, and he just laid it out there. And Mason, you may have left the guy open down here on that last defensive stand, but that was a great catch. He just waited for the ball, concentrated, and pulled it in.
41, his longest of the season by far. 9:06 remaining, clock winding as the Braves are at the 24-yard line. Ballastrini back to pass. He's going to run it this time right up the middle. Gets a block, stiff arm to the 25, down to the 20-yard line before he's tripped up at the 20-yard line there by Cameron Sonny, a guy we've talked about a lot in the last few minutes.
Yeah, he's definitely one of the better linebackers that we've seen all year long, Kevin. He's all over the field.
I understand why he's well over 70 tackles already
in game
six.
Exactly.
5-yard gain. We'll bring up second down and 5 from the 20-yard line. Clock winding with 8:30 to go here before the Service Electric halftime report. We'll have a recap of the first half with some highlights, give you some highlights of other games and scores as well. Under center now is Ballastrini. Backs are split in the wing T formation. Handoff near side Dirk. Has a big hole there, but quickly shutting it. And guess what? It was Sonny again at the 19-yard line. Wow.
He's going to have to turn up quicker. You know, like you got to plant that outside foot. You're right, Kevin. There was a hole there, but it wasn't going to stay there very long. Well, four down territory or John Gittin territory?
Well, you know what? You get another couple of yards here, and I think it's John Gittin territory. This might be, I mean, we're talking probably about a 35-yarder. His long is 27, so that's on the fringe. Balestrini with a play action, rolling out of the wing T formation, firing it downfield and incomplete, almost intercepted. He was trying to hit Connor Fitzgerald, the other tight end, and almost ended up in the hands of Central Mountain's number 19, and that would be Zane Probst.
Well, Connor was wide open as he was crossing from his right tight end position on the waggle. The guard did not pick up that outside lineman, and he's the one that put the pressure on Drew, and he threw off of his back foot and hurried.
And fourth down and five from the 19. It'll be a fourth down opportunity for conversion for the Braves. They are going for it. Wing T formation with a wing to the near side. One receiver to the far side. That's Marshall. He's got a mismatch. They're looking for Marshall. They're firing it up for Marshall. Marshall tries to get separation. One-handed catch for the touchdown! Flag flies in the end zone.
I think that's just a white piece of paper, isn't it?
I know it's definitely a yellow flag. He's standing over it
so
now.
So it's going to be offensive passing.
I think it's defensive, actually. He actually, I'll tell you what.
They didn't pick
that
it
was
up.
A heck of a catch.
It's still laying out there.
Yeah, they're still discussing it now. But that was one heck of a catch around the right side. He caught that one on his right hip. And now we're waiting. It looks like they're talking to Shikalimi on this one. Pass interference on the defense. Yeah. Touchdown, Shikalimi.
The way they were jockeying around for that ball out there, I thought it could have gone.
It could have gone either way. Yeah. Yep.
What an offensive weapon that young man is, all right? I mean, when you can just throw the ball and it's a jump ball out there.
Go get it.
And the concentration of Davis has been spectacular because you can worry a lot of times about things when that ball's coming at you. He's done it twice now.
Second touchdown of the night. Snap, set, kick, up, and it's drifting to the left upright, and that timing was a little bit off. I think Gittin's had a kind of a hitch in that one and caused him to pull it, so he misses that one, and it becomes 20-0 with 7:24 to go here in the second quarter with Shikalimi having their largest lead by far of the night.
Well, on that touchdown play, Davis was isolated out there way to the left all by himself, and they had all the other two receivers. Actually, there wasn't anybody on his side. They had a wing to the left, to the right, and that meant that they had to keep a lot of people in for fear of the running play, and Davis... that's two now that he has caught and had enough sense to make sure he had the ball, all right, not break his concentration. And then just that time he just had to take a step into the end zone. The other time he had to take three steps.
I'll tell you what, that is one heck of a start to the game. And are we going to have a march off here? Yeah. They're going to actually – they're actually marching off – are they marching off?
10 yards. They're going to kick from the 50.
No, it should be 15.
45.
So they're going to march it off to the. They're going to march off the pass interference penalty to the 45-yard line.
I'd pooch this. Try to get.
I would think about it, or maybe even onside kick it.
Yeah. Onside might be give the ball a little too close, but we'll see what happens here.
Oh, they're going to
try. Or we're going to kick it deep.
Oh, he's going to pound it through the end zone, and he does. Gittin says, nope, not messing around with this one. I'm mad that I missed the extra point. That one's going to go back to Sunbury.
So much for us being the coaches up here.
We analyze so well, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yep, he wanted to put that one back into Sunbury.
Well, right now, Kevin, Braves operating on all cylinders. I mean, that the big play, the pass to Brubaker, third and a mile, and they pick it up. I mean, he was wide open on that, too. And that happens a lot of times in this wing tee offense when you run three people vertical on that hash mark. Somebody's going to be open.
So now with a 20-0 deficit, 7:24 to go, they'll start at the 20-yard line with Probst now sending a man in motion to the near side, and they'll pitch it. The pitch is going to go to Pence. Pence will break a tackle, cut to the inside, and Brubaker will spin him down, but not before a gain across the 25 to the 27-yard line and a gain of 7 on that first down carry.
It bothers me, Kevin, and I'm sure it bothers Coach Ehrman, who runs the defense, that they're able to get the corner as easily. And we're telling you, folks, he gets to the line of scrimmage. There's nobody there. They've got the corner already, and it's a back has to come up and make the tackle.
Two receivers far side, two to the near side. Shotgun sidecar to the left of the quarterback, Probst. He'll come out and run it himself on a bootleg to the near side. He got the first down to the 30. Run out of bounds at about the 30-yard line by Eric Schock, who will pick up tackle number 41 of the season.
That time Gage Wolf came from his inside linebacker position to the outside, and he fired inside, and that's exactly where the wingback took him, and that's how they got the corner on that one.
One receiver, two receivers now going to the far side. On the near hash mark, moving right to left. Four quicks now, the official word on what receivers wear. They'll send one in motion. That's Johnson to make it three to the far side. Pressure's coming. Firing it up. Wide open is number one, Connor Sue, and he is gone. They bit on the fake, and Connor Sue runs it in from 70 yards on the pass from Zane Probst for the 8th touchdown pass of the season and the 3rd for Connor Sue on the reception.
Well, both defenders for Shikalimi stood there and left him run right by him. I mean, it was like, I think they probably looked at each other and thought, I thought you had him.
Where'd he go?
Yeah, that was, and what a nice throw by the quarterback for Central Mountain.
Oh, right on the money.
I mean, he never broke stride.
Trey Gensel now, 5 of 7 in PATs, trying to close the gap a little bit with 6:28 to go here in the second. And a high snap brought down. The kick is up high enough, long enough, and it is good. Well done by the holder that time on an outstanding hold. And I think that was Johnson on the hold. Boy, that ball could have found itself at about the 40-yard line. It was high, that high.
Well, we got a ball game again, Kevin.
You betcha.
And that was a good answer by the Wildcats.
They needed that.
Exactly. All right. So, you know, and it was interesting to watch as he was – We knew he was going to score, so I'm watching the Wildcats sideline, and the whole bench was running with him. All right, so they got to the area where they couldn't. So they got to the blue line, and then they couldn't go any further.
Let's see, that's about the 25, if I remember right.
And then Connor Sue was all the way on the other side of the field from us, and he just ran right through the end zone as fast as he could and handed the referee the ball.
Well, you know, the old adage, act like you've been there.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's been there a few times. That'll be his third trip to the end zone this year with receiving touchdowns. A 70-yarder that time, and that will be his longest of the season.
I never experienced that in my life, and I probably shouldn't have because I wasn't good enough to do that stuff. But what a great pass and run play.
Nettles at the 15, up the numbers to the 25, to the 30, breaks a tackle at the 35, bounced out at the 35, and then stays inbounds to the 37-yard line. I thought he was going to get bounced out of bounds, but he kept his balance.
Yeah, good return. Not bad starting position on a kickoff at the 36-yard line of the Braves.
So the Braves, who converted on a fourth down after Central Mountain turned it over on downs and could not convert on a fourth down fake punt, got a touchdown on their fourth down in the red zone and then gave up a 70-yard touchdown pass from Probst to Connor Sue for 6.
Let's see if the Braves, let's see what kind of heart they have. Let's see if they can bounce back here and use a little ball control.
Three receivers bunched to the far side of the field, moving left to right. Here comes the pitch. Pitch over to the left side to Nettles. Nettles with running room to the 40, 45, to the 50. Good enough for a first down gain of 14.
Great job to get the corner, but the quick pitch really helped. And you got somebody like the Z-Man out there that can pick up and put him down real quick. Got the corner, and then he actually ran through a tackle to pick up the first down.
Bunch to the near side. Here comes the pitch again. This one's going to go to Nettle. Same play, reverse side. That one smelled out very well and tripped up by number 25, Cameron Sonny.
Still got 4 to 5 yards on that play, Kevin. And if you're the offensive coordinator, you will take that as a first down yardage right. Every time.
You remember the Bosom Buddies show with Tom Hanks and
sure
Peter Scolari?
Yeah.
Every time he makes a tackle, the Shikellamy coaches are just going, Sonny, Sonny, Sonny.
Sonny, Sonny, Sonny. Yeah, you got it.
Three receivers far side of the field, second down and 6. Shotgun formation, sidecar left. Balestrini looking, sends one out. Brubaker's got it in the flats at the 45 to the 40. Breaks a tackle to the 35-yard line. And then just about the time he was ready to turn on the Jets, he got caught by Cyrus McCarl.
Real nice.
Or Cyrus McCarl.
Real nice
sorry.
Play action that time, Kevin. And Brubaker was wide open at about 5 yards down the field. And what I liked about Mason was he came back to the inside instead of going out towards where the defender was and picked up some extra yardage. And we do have a timeout, and I believe it is the Wildcats that have taken the timeout because they are on their heels right now.
Yeah, they're
Bears moving the ball very well against them.
That'll be timeout number 1 for them. And Shikellamy leading this by a score of 20-7 now after Central Mountain was able to get a 70-yard touchdown pass to tighten the game up ever so slightly. Well, News Radio 1070 WKOK is where you'll find the NFL in prime time. This week it's Dallas and New Orleans on Sunday Night Football at 7:30. Then if you're a Bengals fan, you don't want to catch it here on 100.9 The Valley because you don't want to hear the Steelers side. You can catch Monday Night Football on WKOK at 7:30. And then a new week in the NFL starts Thursday night with the Rams and Seattle starting at 8.
How about them Cowboys?
How about those Eagles with a big win on the road in prime time against what I thought was a pretty red-hot Packers team?
Well, he threw for over 400 yards and lost.
That's got to hurt.
Yeah.
First and 10 from the Central Mountain 35, and Balestrini got whacked. Oh, my. He ran into a buzzsaw that time, and that one had the name of Mika Wallace, or the strong safety.
Not just him, but the entire middle of that Wildcats
that's also
defensive
true.
Line. I mean, it was like he ran into the wall of China, all right? Boom.
Lost 3. It'll bring up second down and 13 now with the clock winding down to 3 minutes. Make that 4 minutes and 30 seconds before halftime. Right. Shikellamy leading it 20-7.
You're going to see the Braves use all of that 40-second clock here.
They got 7 on the play clock right now as they come to the line. 4 on the play clock as they set up with trips to the near side. 2-1. They're just getting off. Back to pass Balestrini. Coming to the near side. Pump fakes. Now he's going to run. Now he's going to throw it late. He completes it, I believe,
to Brubaker. Yes.
And the officials do say it's a completed pass and a catch. So that will be a gain of 5 to the 33-yard line. It'll bring up second down and we'll call it, make it third down and 8.
Well,
that was a heck of a catch.
And it was a good job by Drew. He held on to that to the last minute. I thought he was going to throw it out of bounds. And then Brubaker came back and he saw him and just flicked him the ball about 5 yards down the field. And nice catch by Brubaker.
Now in the shotgun. Back to pass, Balestrini. Balestrini working. Flips it out. He found Nettles. Nettles to the 30. Inside. First down, Nettles. Bounced around inside the 25 to the 21-yard line. That should have been a no gain. It turned into a shovel pass gain of about 14.
A no gain, Kevin. That should have been a loss of about 10 yards. I think he used, you know, when you run the option, you got to be able to push that ball out with your right or left hand. And that's if you're trying to make the pitch play on the option when you're coming down the line. He did that over a defender.
That was unreal.
And when Zaki got the ball, turned up field and turned what looked like disaster into a first down.
Wow. At the 22-yard line, first and 10. Shotgun once again. Two receivers far side. Now Long comes in motion to make it 2 to the near side. And they'll fire it down the middle of the field. Incomplete. There were 2 Braves in the same area. They kind of ran into each other there.
You know, you had the big guy, Davis Marshall, crossing in the middle, and I don't know who the other receiver was on the other side, but the ball looked like it was overthrown. How do you overthrow a 6'5 guy?
That's not easy to do. Hey, quick look at our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week. Central Columbia leading Danville now 21-7. That game in the second. 20-7 right here with Shikellamy leading it and in the red zone, well, just outside the red zone at the 21. Balestrini back to pass, fires it near side. Long gets it at the 18-yard line. He is immediately tackled by Lane Porter, who comes up holding his arm a little bit. Third down and 7. Make it third down and 8 in the red zone at the 19-yard line.
Well, Braden, the man in motion that time, just continued and came out in the flat. Pretty high percentage pass to complete. You don't
Absolutely.
Get a lot of yardage on it, but
it's positive numbers.
Yes.
We'll call it third down and 8. Three receivers far side. Man-to-man coverage to the near side with Marshall. They've gotten success with him on third and fourth down. They're looking that way now. He's going to braille the screen. He's going to roll out. He's going to fire it to Long, who broke free, and he's got a touchdown! Shikellamy!
What a touch on Balestrini's pass, too, Kevin. That had to be thrown just soft enough to get it over the defender and not overthrow Braden. Wow. Drew Balestrini's having a heck of a night, whether you want to think so or not, Kevin.
Listen, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Wow.
Wow, that was a beautiful touch on that. And Long broke right behind the linebackers coming out of middle, right across the middle of the field. Nobody saw him.
As should happen when you run the waggle, Kevin.
Now the hold coming up from Balestrini on the extra point. Long count. Snap, or the hold is high. They're going to fake it. They call fire, and wide open in the end zone is Davis Marshall, and you're right, it
that
is.
That was not a misplay. That was intentional.
And that was a high snap so that Balestrini could get up and make a pass. They were working on that on Thursday night as well.
And Davis just snuck out from the line, and there was nobody around him on the left side. So, well, you know what, Kevin? We have not had the pleasure of saying all these good things all year long.
It's been a long time.
I like this. This is fun.
It's kind of enjoyable, yes. 28-7 after the two-point conversion on the fake field goal, on the fake extra point, where Balestrini just fired it up there and laid it right into the hands of a guy who already has two touchdowns tonight and now 2 two-point conversions, Davis Marshall. Listen, if there were high school fantasy points right now, Marshall would be getting you a lot.
Yeah, he would.
So would Balestrini for
that
matter.
You're right. They're just, I mean, the passing has been right on. And
with the exception of maybe one or two.
Yeah, exactly.
And that one by Gittens is kicked up into the air at about the 12-yard line. Coming up the numbers, now kicking it out to the outside is Stark. Stark to the 25, to the 30. And he'll step out of bounds at the 31-yard line. And that's where Central Mountain will take over, right about the 30-yard line, first and 10. As Central Mountain has been able to get one big hit on the board, a 70-yard touchdown pass, but has really struggled offensively other than that.
What a great answer. The Braves started at their own 36, so that's 14. That's a 64-yard drive to score to answer the touchdown, the quick touchdown that the Wildcats had. Now see if the defense can hold off. A minute 54 is plenty of time for this quarterback to take his team down the field.
No, they don't even need a minute 54 with the way they did the last drive. They need about 50 to about 4 seconds. Shotgun, sidecar, right man in motion to the near side. That's Stark. Back to pass. They'll find Stark in the flats, and perfect timing on the hit. I mean, that was right as the ball got
Eric
there
Schock.
By Eric Schock.
I haven't called Eric's name much tonight, but that definitely was a great timing. And about the time the ball got to the receiver, he was there, and you know what? He used his shoulders and he wrapped his arms,
yep.
Kevin.
Ball hit, boom, out it went flying. Second down and 10. You can see, you talked about it earlier, with a minute 49 to go here before the Service Electric halftime report, you can see the intensity on defense has changed tonight from other nights. Far side of the field now, moving right to left. Shotgun near side is the running back. Back to pass and running for his life is Probst. He'll break a tackle and throw it away, and that goes incomplete.
Well,
Pence wants a late hit. He didn't get it.
Well, the head official, the referee, is standing right there. So,
and yeah, I'm
yeah,
not,
and that's probably right. He, you know, they sometimes they have a tendency to watch the play, and after the ball. You know,
I think he was worried looking at where he was on the field for intentional grounding.
Yeah,
at
I
that
know,
point
but,
too.
But he.
Nevertheless, it'll be third down and 10 from the 30.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, and Probst might have gotten tagged a little bit late because I turned away quick. I turned away too quick to see it.
I'm sure he did.
And now they want a timeout. Did they get the timeout before the snap?
Yeah, they did.
Yes, they do get, and they were running out of time, and Probst saw it. I think they got the timeout from the sideline because he actually went up, and the snap handed right into his timeout signal.
He singled timeout, and the snap came, so I think that was enough for the official to say that he singled it in time.
Let's take a look at our Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Selinsgrove Grove leads Loyal Sock 13-0 in the second. Central Columbia 28, Danville 7 in the second. Montoursville leading Milton 42-0 in the second. Southern Columbia 49 and South Williamsport 0. It'll give us an opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Football, WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves Football on 100.9 The Valley.
This is WVLY Milton Lewisburg.
So let's think ahead here, Kevin.
Thinking ahead.
You stop them on third down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you call timeout if the clock's running so they make them punt so
sure.
you get another shot?
Yeah. I mean, listen, you need a win. And there's never such thing as enough points when you're having the year that both of these teams are having, quite honestly. And Shikellamy is going to jump offside as they were drawn off with a good cadence by Probst. That'll be a free five. So instead of third down and 10 with a minute 43 to go in the second quarter of play, it will be third down and 5 from the 35-yard line.
Well, it wasn't the lineman that was directly over the center, but he wasn't too far away from the center.
Listen, linemen get a hard time for that when the ball's that close to them. Here's a shotgun formation again, four quicks, back to pass. Probst fires it up, looking to the near side, and overthrew his intended receiver, Nick Long, who was covered pretty well by Shock and by number 14, Mason Brubaker.
You don't have to call timeout now, Kevin. The Central
Mountain they did it for
team
you.
Has done it for us with the incomplete pass.
And that will bring on the punting unit. Now, remember, they have not punted the ball yet. It was a fake punt earlier that they almost got. Because the up man, Peyton Johnson, can throw the football, the sophomore. He will be the up man again.
They wouldn't do it two times in a row, would
you? You wouldn't think. But Shikellamy is not taking any chances. They are in punt safety because they've got two back deep now. Brubaker and Balestrini. Long count. Low snap. It goes right between the wickets of the punter, Weaver. Weaver's got to run. He's going to get it away somehow before he got tackled. And on the run, it's Balestrini at the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, and stepping out of bounds just before the 30-yard line on the near side.
And we're back to the original line of scrimmage from the fourth down. So
that was a crazy series of events there.
You know, it's always nice when you have that knuckleball punt coming out there that's about 5 feet off the ground. Your quarterback's going to get the ball. That was nice that he was there to get that.
I'll tell you what. I don't know how Weaver got the ball off.
That's true.
I mean,
he did a great job of getting to the outside.
And
he
punted the ball from about the 20-yard line,
yes.
And it got down to the 50 on a full sprint. I mean, that's not even a rugby punt.
Well, the Braves in good field position here, Kevin.
Well, they're starting with the best field position. Well, second best position of the night. They had the ball at the 1. Ball at the 32-yard line of Central Mountain now with Balestrini barking out the signals. He'll hand it to Durr. Durr in the huge hole. Durr up the middle. Durr is at the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Shikellamy. Durr didn't get touched till he got to the 5-yard line, but it might have been called back here because of a hole at the line of scrimmage, and that might be why the hole was so big.
It was a good call, Kevin. You know, you're expecting to throw the ball. They just ran off tackle, actually, they ran probably right off the center, between the center and the left guard on that one.
Well, that'll take 6 off the board, and it'll also take a 32-yard run off the board. That hold at the 30-yard line will march it all the way back to the 40. It will be first down and 12 from the 40-yard line.
Well, Kevin, I believe the hold was on the linebacker.
Actually, I'm going to correct that. For fourth down and 18.
How about second down or first down?
First down and 18.
Yeah, that linebacker was the one that got held on that, Kevin.
That explains the big hole off the middle of the field.
Three on the left side. They're going to call it again. This not nearly as big as the last one for Durr. This one will go to the line of scrimmage, and that'll be about it. It'll be second down and 18 now with about a minute four in the clock winding. Shikellamy with two timeouts remaining and looking at a long, long second down opportunity. It is homecoming here for Central Mountain, so it'll be a long halftime as well. That's Davis Marshall on the far side of the field all by himself. They're looking at Marshall now. Pump fake down the middle of the field. Marshall had it in his hands on the slant, and it popped right up into the air and then hit the ground. Good tackle in the open field by Zane Probst.
That's one of those where he was behind him, and he came up and hit him just as he was getting the ball.
Perfect timing.
Yep, good job by the defender from Central Mountain.
Who happens to be the quarterback on the other side of the ball. Third down and 18 from the Central Mountain 40-yard line with 40.5 remaining before halftime. Shikellamy leading this one 28-7, scoring the first points, the first time they'd had a lead all year, and scoring their first points, 14 of them, in the first quarter. Three receivers far side, one to the near side, back to pass, Balestrini. Looking to the left side, lobs one up in the left side, and I think his receivers kind of like stumbled a little bit because Brubaker was about 5 yards behind that one.
That's the exact same play that they got the long pass on for the first down to Brubaker. This time, he was open. I mean, you're right. If he would have kept running, probably had a better shot at it. But
this is an interesting call right now because you're looking at the ball at the 40-yard line. It's 4th and 18. Do you bring the punting unit in here and try and pin them deep? It looks like the Braves are going to go for it here.
No, they got Balestrini in there.
Wow. And now the coach Tilford is going to call a timeout. So with 34.9 remaining here in the quarter, timeout, Shikellamy, they'll have one remaining.
I know they're filling their oats, but...
you think this is a little gutsy?
The playing and coaching for Coach Purnell tells me kick the ball, pin him inside the 10 or the 20.
Yeah, I can understand that. Well, right now on News Radio 1070 WKOK, our normal home on a Friday night, it is Penn State Nittany Lions football. Penn State taking on Maryland. That game just about ready, actually just getting underway now. If you'd like to hear that, you can hear it on 1070 AM. You can also hear it on WKOK.com and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. We thank you for joining us here tonight on 100.9 The Valley, where normally you hear Lewisburg football, but the Green Dragons taking on Bloomsburg tomorrow night at Harold L. Bowling Memorial Field in Selins Grove. That will be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick here on The Valley. Three receivers to the near side of the field. On this 4th down and 18, shotgun formation. Balestrini straight drop. Not much pressure. Fires it downfield and making a beautiful adjustment for the first down is Nettles. Nettles went above the receiver, made the adjustment to the ball, and got the first down. Stopped the clock with 28 seconds to go. It's a 19-yard reception. It'll be 1st and 10 at the 19.
Almost looked like a wheel route, Kevin.
Back to pass, Balestrini fires it inside, long and long, can't make the catch on a one-handed catch at about the hash marks.
We have seen some big-time catches tonight and some big-time plays on offense. That was the Julian Fleming Southern area type catch where you go over the top of the receiver while he's all over you and concentrate and pull it in and then hold on to it as you hit the ground.
Ball to 19-yard line. And you know what? I think this is field goal range for Gittins point. Because now you're looking at about a 35-yard attempt. This is on the very edge of that line. Balestrini, shotgun, sidecar right. Back to pass. He's looking for 6. He's going to roll out. He's under pressure. He's in trouble. Broke a tackle. Now he goes to the far side of the field. And he throws a completion back to the line of scrimmage. Breaking a tackle is Marshall. Marshall will go ahead to the 15 and get knocked out of bounds at the 14. What looked like a loss of 15 turned into a gain of 6.
You have to give Drew Balestrini all the credit in the world. He would not go down. And he got out of that. And then once Davis Marshall caught that ball, he was at the beginning of the yard marker and just got bounced and went downfield and picked up another 6 yards.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Or to quote our good friend, Coach Lockoff, unbelievable, incredible.
No question about that. Boy, that was one heck of a series of events there. That was going to be a sack at about the 35-yard line. Now the ball sitting on this 14-yard line. It'll be third down and about four, we'll call it five, from the 10-yard line. It's actually the 14-yard line. But again, this actually puts it a little bit closer into Nettles' field goal range if they decide to do that.
So do they go to the end zone, Kevin?
No timeouts remaining. Yeah. This has to go to the end zone. Because I don't think with 7 seconds to go, you're going to have enough time to spike it. Balestrini mulling around in the shotgun. Three receivers near side. Ball on the far side of the field. Balestrini back to pass. Pump fakes. Now he's going to run it. Now he's going to fire it into the end zone for long. Overthrew him with about 1.9 on the clock.
Field goal.
And it is going to be a field goal attempt. Now remember, Gittens Long is 27. He's 3 for 3 on the year. It is from the far hash, and that is not, I understand, his favorite spot. This will be a 31-yard attempt.
Kevin, that ball thrown a little less oomph on it, and it would have been a touchdown. It was a nice touch. It really was.
And this is also, I believe, a career long if he makes it. 31 yards from the far hash mark. And a timeout, I believe, by Central Mountain. Coach Renninger calls a timeout here, icing the kicker. 28-7, Shikellamy leading it here as we get ready for the Service Electric Halftime Report. We'll have the highlights of this one, and we're going to have a few highlights to talk about. We'll also have the scores from around the region.
You don't ice John Gittens. He's been around too long.
John, a 5'9", 145-pound junior. I think he's kicked all 3 years.
Yes, he has.
In high school. You know, normally you'd see the kicker all by himself in the middle of the field. He's almost in the huddle right now. I mean, he's not in the huddle, but he's not all by himself either. That's the difference between a high school kicker and an NFL kicker.
Well, isn't it bad luck to hang around the kicker if, you know, in college? And
I don't know. I never
played.
Oh,
no, that's the pitcher that's pitching a no-hitter.
That's a no-hitter.
He sits at the end of the bench. That's right. I forgot.
From the far hash mark, 31-yard attempt. Snaps down. The kick is up high enough, long enough, and it is good! A career high for John Gittens from 31 yards away.
That would have been good another 10 yards out, Kevin.
No question.
He nailed it. Yeah, it hit the netting behind the goalpost, and off the Braves go. And again, Kevin, you say it. First time all year long, we're ahead at halftime.
It is a Shikellamy lead, 31-7 at the half. The Service Electric Halftime Report is coming up next. You're listening to WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on 100.9 The Valley.
Don't be the talk of the tailgate. Let the tailgate do the talking. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, and Sunbear. These deals are just straight jaw-dropping. Try this. We have new 2019 Sierra SLTs in stock with over 20% off. Or find yourself in a new GMC Yukon at 0% for 72 months. We have over 80 used vehicles in stock. Service after sales, second to none. Lowest prices guaranteed, or we'll pay you $1,000. Only right here. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street, and Sunbury. We are professional grade. Take the deals the other guys won't.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new 2019 Jeep Renegade up to $4,500, and we have over 25 to choose from. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
Welcome back to Central Mountain High School. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves football and WKOK's coverage of Braves football on 100.9 The Valley. And tonight, the Braves have jumped out to an early 31-7 lead over Central Mountain, the breakout game that the Shikellamy fans have been waiting for. Although it is a pretty empty side of the sideline right now for Shikellamy, fans tonight kind of hanging around the Sunbury, Northumberland area and hopefully listening to us tonight. We appreciate tuning in tonight and letting us be your ticket to the game. It has been an exciting one, and I hope we brought it across that way for you, because it started out early with a big, long drive by Central Mountain on their opening drive. Took about six minutes off the clock, but it was late for Shikellamy to stop that drive at the 24. Braves showing blitz again. Rolling out of the pocket is Probst. Firing downfield, and that one intercepted! And it's picked off on the near side by Ryan Castillo. Probst fires his fifth interception of the season, and the Braves will take the ball, stopping the opening drive at the 24-yard line. Braves were able to take that drive and punch it in for the first score of the night, were unable to take the first score of the night, but they were on the second possession when Central Mountain again turned the ball over deep in Shikellamy territory. Pence is on the right side this time of his quarterback as Stark goes in motion. He's going to give it to Pence. Pence will not be able to break the tackle in the backfield at the 10-yard line, and the ball is loose. And this one is an out-and-out fumble. Shikellamy says they have it, and it's Shikellamy football. Recovered at the 10-yard line, and Shikellamy will get the second turnover of the game and deny Central Mountain in the red zone this time. Well, still scoreless at that point, but the Braves were able to put 7 points on the board as the Braves took the early lead, and again, a big Shikellamy defensive play forces another fumble. Pressure's coming, fired down the middle of the field. The third one's a turnover, too. And here comes Nettles back the other way, diving to the pylon, and he can't quite get there.
Number 9 with a great hit. Drew Balestrini on the receiver. The ball popped up in the air, and Zaki picked it up and headed to the end zone, Kevin.
Yeah, that was a big one on the fumble recovery, and Nettles got it back to the 1 yard line. And then 2 plays later, the Braves put points on the board yet again. But in touchdown, Shikellamy, as Balestrini gets his first touchdown on the ground from 1 yard out with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. And Central Mountain now trailing on 2 big turnovers. Shikellamy has turned into points, now 13-0, extra point pending. And that extra point was good, and the Braves got themselves another opportunity to score. This time, they did it in the air with a second touchdown of the night for Davis Marshall. Formation with a wing to the near side. One receiver to the far side, that's Marshall. He's got a mismatch. They're looking for Marshall. They're firing it up for Marshall. Marshall tries to get separation. One-handed catch for the touchdown! Pass interference on the defense. Touchdown, Shikellamy. With the missed extra point, it made it 20-0, but the Braves were still not done. 3 receivers go in the pattern this time as we hit the midway point of the second quarter, and the Braves found the end zone once again. We'll call a third down and 8. Three receivers far side. Man-to-man coverage to the near side with Marshall. They've gotten success with him on third and fourth down. They're looking that way now. He's going to braille the screen. He's going to roll out. He's going to fire it to Long, who broke free, and he's got a touchdown! Shikalemi!
What a touch on Balestrini's pass, too, Kevin.
That time it was Long, who Balestrini found on the run for the touchdown. They decide to go for two this time. And Marshall makes the catch for two and converts the two-point conversion, making it 28-7. But the Braves were able to do some clock management, got some big, big plays on third down, and Balestrini with a beautiful rollout, what could have been a sack and a loss of about 20 yards, turned into a completion to Nettles and a gain of about 7 and a first down, led to the final points of the game. And that was time for John Gittins to step in for a what would be a career-long 31-yard field goal attempt. And that kick was good from 31 yards out. And as Chief, you said right after that, he might have made that one from 41 yards. He hit that one with some room to spare. That was an outstanding kick.
Everything that has gone so terribly wrong for the first five games, okay, at times, has just been, I guess, erased with the way the Braves have played this first half. You know, with the way the game started out, it looked like Central Mount was going to drive that ball right down the field and score, and the Braves got a turnover and basically, all right, just turned everything around. And it's been, this is good for the kids, because you heard Todd Tilford talk about, you know, these kids work hard all the time and they're good kids to coach. Well, now they're finally getting the rewards of all that hard work.
Shikalemi with a 31-7 lead here on the Service Electric Halftime Report. We'll give you some highlights from Sealands Grove and Loyal Sock coming up, plus scores from around the region as we continue here with WKOK's coverage of Shikalemi Braves football on 100.9 The Valley.
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
Here's Kyle from WNL Subaru to introduce the new draft picks for the impressive 2020 Subaru lineup.
Check out the newly redesigned 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models. They offer a new, rugged, and sporty design and upgraded technology with 11 inches of touchscreen control.
Come explore the 2020 Subaru Outback and Legacy models today at WNL Subaru in Northumberland or during the Bloomsburg Fair on C Avenue.
Drive like a champion with a new Subaru from WNL. Find us online at WNLSubaru.com.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit SECV.com/TiVo to learn more.
Time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like making cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
Central Mountain High School, the site of tonight's matchup here as we bring you WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy football on 100.9 The Valley. Braves leading Central Mountain by a score of 31-7 here on the Service Electric Halftime Report. Let's take a look at some scores from around the region here this evening. First, the Penn State Nittany Lions, with 9:36 to go in the first quarter, lead Maryland now by a score of 14-0. That game on News Radio 1070 WKOK, which is our normal home on a Friday night. Elsewhere, it is Selinsgrove Grove leading Loyal Sock by a score of 13-0 in the third quarter. It was a nice night already starting for Danny Shock.
Danny quickly under center, takes snap. He's going to keep it. He's got one rushing touchdown on the season. Make it number two. Selinsgrove Seal touchdown.
Love it. Good stuff. That was good old wedge block quarterback sneak for a touchdown. Great job by Danny Shock.
That is Pat O'Brien and Dave Hess on the Selinsgrove Seals football broadcast on Eagle 107 tonight. Seals lead in the third quarter now by a score of 13-0. Central Columbia rolling over Danville at the half, 28-7. Montoursville taking it to Milton, 42-0 now at the half. Southern Columbia has just exploded for another 62 points in the first half at home against South Williamsport. In the second quarter, Upper Dauphin leads Susquehanna 26-7. Penns Valley 35, Midwest 7 at the half. Also at the half, Warrior Run 35, Hughesville nothing. Mount Carmel 21, Mifflinburg 7 at the half. Williams Valley now leading Line Mountain 21-7 at the half. Tri-Valley 13, Halifax nothing in the second. Jersey Shore 21, Shamokin 7 in the third quarter play. That game at Kemp Memorial Stadium tonight. And then tomorrow afternoon, it's Sayre taking on Columbia Montorvo Tech. And then tomorrow night here on 100.9 The Valley, Bloomsburg will take on Lewisburg. That game will be at Harold L. Bullock Memorial Field in Selinsgrove. Again, that's here on 100.9 The Valley at 6:30. Kickoff at 7 with Greg Wetzel and Justin Michaels. At the Service Electric Halftime Report, it is 31-7 in favor of Shikellamy over Central Mountain. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves coverage. You're listening to WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football at 100.9 The Valley.
Nurses, accountants, waiters, and welders, anyone can be injured on the job, unable to function properly. It affects your work and everyday life. Coach soccer, carry groceries, carry your child. No one has helped more people heal from work injury and rebuild their lives than the Workplace Injury Institute at Shamokin Dam Health Center. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
The appliance pros at Peters care about your safety. Make sure you disconnect your clothes dryer vent twice a year and check for blockage. If your dryer can't vent properly, dangerously flammable lint can build up inside your vent and inside your dryer, causing poor drying performance and can be a fire hazard. See the appliance pros at Peters for more helpful appliance tips. Remember, when it's time to purchase your next appliance, see the experts at Peters. Building or remodeling, let Peters put together your perfect appliance package. Peters Home Appliance Center, Sunbury.
At Shock Physical Therapy, our philosophy is simple. We treat patients the way we would want to be treated. With over 20 years of experience, Mark Shock can help you with problems such as neck and back pain, shoulder pain, and joint replacements, as well as sports and workers' comp injuries. At Shock Physical Therapy, we pride ourselves on giving one-on-one attention to our patients in a warm, friendly environment. Come be a part of our family and let us help you. Visit our website at shockpt.com, like us on Facebook, or call today.
At the Shock Law Office, attorney Richard Shock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A Commerce Avenue in Selinsgrove, the Shock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting or growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Shock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at shocklaw.com.
Let's play East Alexander Ford's 4x4 blowout. We made a commitment to Ford Motor Company to sell 25 new F-150 and Rangers before Saturday, October 5th. Get in and you can save up to $14,599 on a new F-150 truck. You get into a 4x4 Ranger for under 30 grand. Plus, at Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in. Pay nothing for that new Ford till Thanksgiving. Only at Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45 in Lewisburg. The lowest price, guaranteed, period.
Central Mountain, the location tonight here outside of Lock Haven in Mill Hall. That's where the Braves have scored almost as many points in the first half tonight as they've scored all year. 31 points tonight. Central Mountain trailing at 31-7. Braves scored 38 points all year so far. They have done it really for the most part in the air with the best throwing performance by Drew Balestrini pretty much of his career so far, and I think he's going to have a nice year coming up in his senior year, too, with the way he's making decisions here as he reaches the middle part of the season. Drew, 10 of 16, no interceptions, three touchdowns, 172 yards in the air. Brubaker with three for 58, Long with two catches, 21 yards and a touchdown. Davis Marshall with his best night of his career, even though it's only 1 year or five games old. Three catches, 60 yards, and two touchdowns. Nettles with a couple of catches for 33. On the ground, the Braves have had Nettles with five carries for 31 yards. Durr with a couple of carries for a yard, Long with two carries, 2 yards. Balestrini, though, on the ground, six carries, 58 yards, and a touchdown. That gives the Braves a total of 252 yards offense. They have five penalties for 48 yards, but the big stat here is turnovers. Braves have not turned the ball over yet. However, Central Mountain has a fumble and two interceptions in the, three turnovers in the game. One of those an interception, two of those a fumble. They have really struggled moving the ball on the ground. Probst with four carries for no yards. Pence, though, does have five carries for 40.
Don't we have two interceptions? Yeah, the first, remember, there was two interceptions.
It is two interceptions. Yeah, yeah. Yes, we are getting correction there.
The first turnover was an interception.
That's correct.
And then we had the interception down here on the big hit.
Yeah, because that was on a big hit and a tip there.
When I say down here, I'm pointing towards the north goal line.
Yeah. Probst 7 of 14 with two interceptions, 125 yards, and a touchdown. Central Mountain struggling to get stuff going in the air, except for the fact that Sue has a 70-yard touchdown reception for leading the way with three catches for 84 yards. It has been a total of 159 yards offense for Central Mountain. And in the distance, we're seeing some fireworks.
I know.
Tonight.
My gosh.
I don't know where that might be coming from, though.
They're pretty good, too.
And two interceptions, Don Lightson.
And don't forget Marshall's two-point conversion.
That's right. A big two-point conversion makes it 31-7 here at the half, and we're going to continue to watch the fireworks while the Braves have some fireworks of their own from the first half.
And
they will get the ball to start the second half.
And you can listen to the commercials.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear. You bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Welcome back to Central Mountain High School. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. This is WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on 100.9 The Valley. Chief right now is enamored with the fireworks display going on over Lock Haven. And Mark Lawrence and Gian Fabian, our studio producers tonight, tell us that that is Lock Haven's homecoming fireworks tonight. So here we are at about 8:35. The fireworks going on.
That's a nice one.
You want to do play-by-play for the fireworks?
That's all right.
I want to hear you do that.
No.
I really want to hear you do that.
There's a boom.
Oh.
Sparkly, sparkly, sparkly,
There's a nice sparkly as it goes up. You see a big green and now yellow with a red flower coming out.
I'm getting punchy. Hey, listen, if it weren't for the people that we had the commercials, we wouldn't be doing this, right?
Absolutely right.
You know, interesting, I just got my homecoming for Bloomsburg University pamphlet, and they're playing Lock Haven in their homecoming game. So,
not tonight.
No,
or
no,
not
no,
tomorrow.
No, no. This is up at Lock. Bloomsburg would not have. Well, Bill Cosby used to say that when he played that everybody had their homecoming when they played them, even if they were home. All right?
Yeah. Do you know everybody plays their homecoming at home? Isn't that weird? Steelers need a win. Steelers need a win, and they're hoping to get it here on 100.9 The Valley Monday night. They'll open play in the AFC North with the Bengals on Monday Night Football. The pregame starts at 6:15, kickoff at 8:15 with Bill Hillgrove, Tunch Ilkin, and Craig Wolfley right here on 100.9 The Valley. But if you're a Bengals fan, maybe you want to hear the neutral side. Go to News Radio 1070 WKOK, your home for the NFL in prime time.
Well, Kevin, I think the Braves need to obviously continue to do what they've been doing, but they've got to not make any mistakes.
Well,
you know, just stay away from the penalties, stay away from a lot of, getting beat deep. But
they've also had some breaks tonight, and some at the right time. They've made some of the breaks themselves. They've gotten away from what looked like was going to be big losses and then turned them into big gains. They haven't had that this year. Here comes the kick, and the end-over-end kick will be taken by Long at the 9 to the 10, 15, 20, comes to the near side to the numbers, now to the 25, and is drug out of bounds at the 29-yard line. That's where Shikellamy will take over first and 10 to start this third quarter.
You know, Kevin, also there were some breakdowns on the defense for Central Mountain that allowed Shikellamy to get some of those bigger plays. I was impressed with the number of times the Braves had long third down conversions, and that's something we haven't seen.
Yeah, they still having trouble with the penalties early on, but they've been able to overcome them to this point. Shikellamy with the ball at the 30-yard line, first and 10 on their opening series, leading at 31-7 here in the third quarter. Don't forget, coming up the postgame, Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Wing T formation, wing to the far side, under center. Here's the handoff, Durr, with plenty of room to the 45, to the 35, to the 40. Short of the 45 at the 43-yard line, a gain of 13 and a first down.
Now Joel was picking him up and putting him down on that one because nobody hit him until he was about 10 yards down the field. I was just going to say, I think Coach Tilford would like to establish a little bit of a running game.
I don't doubt that at all. I think you're absolutely right.
And what better way to run the ball after your passing has set that up?
Well, the Braves will break the huddle now. First and 10 at the 44-yard line. Wing to the near, far side, rather. Here's the handoff to Durr. Durr looked like he might have bobbled that one just a little bit and ended up with a gain of 3. Just didn't quite hit the hole the same way.
Well, I think if you watch that play, Kevin, the halfback to that side has to lead up in the hole to take on the linebacker that's basically the only person left. And if that back gets bottled up in there, he's got to sidestep him. And, you know, I think that gives the illusion that they might be slowing down. The first time, they wiped the linebacker out. This time, they did not.
Second down and 7. And the wing will go to the far side of the field. One receiver to the near side, and Central Mountain may have jumped offside. No call. Now, this one goes to Manier off the right side, and Manier will get back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll be about it.
We had a bird's-eye view of that, Kevin. I mean, I thought somebody jumped into the nuclear zone.
I did, too, but Raker wearing 81 tonight, playing a little bit of tight end and a little wing. He's coming out this time.
I'm surprised eventually they will have a play for Curtis Raker.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
You know, there'll be something where they'll get him the ball.
Third down and 7 from the Shikellamy 47-yard line. 2 minutes gone by here in this third quarter. Under center is Balestrini. He'll play fake, roll out with a waggle. Set up, make a man miss. Now step up, fire it long downfield to a wide-open receiver, and he overthrew Fitzgerald by about 3 yards.
Connor also stopped and turned around, and, you know, and that's really a difficult play because it looks like the quarterback's going to get sacked. He steps up, and you're watching that, and then he unloads something. There were two Braves downfield wide open. And unfortunately, the ball was maybe thrown two yards too far. So the Braves are going to punt. John Gittins in.
Gittins has punted the ball once tonight. This will be his second on this fourth down and 7 from about midfield. It's been one of the few drives that the Braves have faltered on tonight. Lots of pressure, but he gets it away. Fair catch called for, but then waved away. And letting it hit that time is Stark, and it rolls to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 5 now.
And that's over 50-yard punt, Kevin.
That is a dandy.
Wow. And, again, the punt returner for Central Mountain, he called a fair catch, but he was too far up.
Yeah, it was a line drive, too, and that's what hurt.
At the last minute. Tough, like I said. Hardest thing in football, I think, to do if you're a skill person is to be able to catch that punt.
Yeah, that was
a field punt. Very difficult.
That was a line drive punt that if he did catch it, I think might have bounced off his shoulder pads. So, I mean, when you look at bigger picture, it may have been the right move, but it just didn't work out with the roll of about 20 yards. So from the 4-yard line, shotgun formation. Here's the handoff, left side, running room there for Pence. Pence will come up close to a first down, gain of 9, short of the 15 to the 13-yard line.
Well, Brubaker with the tackle, the saving tackle that time. When they handed off, there was a Shikellamy player in the backfield, ran right past the mesh point where the handoff was, where it could have been a loss. But, again, nice start for the Wildcats on this first series. Offensive series in the third quarter for them.
Clock winding down around to the 9-minute mark. Shikellamy leading at 31-7 here in the third quarter. Four receivers, now a man in motion to the near side. And now the pitch. The pitch to Pence on the option. Met right about the line of scrimmage. Might have gotten a yard in the third effort. Might have gotten him another yard that got him the first down.
Well, the Z-man Nettles met him right at about the line of scrimmage. Then good inside pursuit by the Braves defensive linemen as they came out to help.
So Pence will get the first down gain of 3 as the fireworks over at Lock Haven continue to our right. Clock winding with 8:40 to go here in the third quarter. Shikellamy leading at 31-7. Central Mountain with their first drive after stopping the Braves at about midfield for a punt. One receiver to the near side, 3 to the far side. Shotgun formation with the ball in the near hash. Long, hard count by Probst. Sets up, fires it. Tried to get a man coming through the middle of the field in Johnson, and that ball had some mustard on it and maybe a little bit of Grey Poupon.
A little bit of pressure that time from some of the outside backers. Might have rushed him a little bit, but this quarterback for Central Mountain, I got good control with his throws.
Absolutely does.
I mean,
that ball was zipped in there.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, there was nobody else that was going to catch it besides Peyton Johnson. It'll be second down and 10 from the Central Mountain 15-yard line. Ball in the near hash mark, moving left to right. Three receivers far side, shotgun sidecar left. Direct snap to Probst. Probst has time, sets up, fires down the middle of the field. Intercepted! Balestrini read that one like a book, stepped right in front, picked it off at the 34-yard line. He'll run it down to the 33. It'll be first down, Shikellamy, and the fourth turnover of the game, third interception.
How did he do that, Kevin? He was behind a receiver who was doing an out. And you're right, he just reached in and took the ball away from him. Very athletic, very smart okay.
And it was one of those things, though, if he didn't make the catch,
yeah, it was a touchdown.
It was gone.
I know.
That's one of those, as you're a coach, you're like, no, okay, good.
Yeah, good job. But
don't ever do it again.
great job by Drew that time on the interception.
Well, Balestrini will get the ball at the 33-yard line. That's the third time that Probst has been picked off. He'd only been picked off four times all year coming into this game, and they played some really good teams so far this year. Under center is Balestrini with a back split in the wing tee. Hand off to Nettles. Nettles gets the kickout block. He'll try and break a tackle. He'll do it at the 30. Cuts it inside to the 20. 15, 10, 5. Stiff arm. Touchdown. Shikalimi.
And a penalty.
And a late flag at about the goal line.
Now, I don't know if they're going to call it on Zach.
This might be a celebration or a taunting,
Well, Zachy, when he went, when he got in the end zone, he threw himself in the ground.
Let's see what they got. It was definitely, there was a really good stiff arm, though, at about the 5-yard line that actually created separation. Actually, I think that might be against Central Mountain because they're talking to Shikalimi about the options here.
We're going to find out right now, Kevin.
Zaki Nettles with a touchdown run, and that one will be an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty against the Braves.
Man. You do something good, and then you celebrate, and you get a penalty.
So Nettles picks up his second rushing touchdown of the year. So Zaki Nettles with his second rushing touchdown. And the extra point now, I believe they're going to take the penalty on the kick.
Kevin, I believe that's the first touchdown the Braves have scored off of what I would call a legitimate sweep.
I mean, that's
the first time they got out. And a lot of it was the key out once he got into the secondary.
Three turnovers have turned into points for Shikalimi. Good snap, sets down. The kick is up, high enough, long enough, and it is good. So Gittins now 3 for 4 tonight on extra point attempts and has a new long of 31 yards on the field goal right before halftime and is 4 for 4 on field goals this year.
And again, the Braves on the very first play after the turnover, after the interception by Drew Balestrini, run a sweep. And I thought they did an excellent job at the line of scrimmage blocking down. I thought the inside backer was going to catch the Z-man as he came through the hole, but he ran through the tackle. And then he just did once he got in the secondary, he did a beeline for the flag and scored.
Let's get you an update on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Sealands Grove leading Loyal Sock 20-6 in the third quarter of play. Also in the third, Upper Dauphin 40, Susquehanna 7. In the fourth quarter, Tri-Valley 19, Halifax nothing, Jersey Shore 28, Shamokin 7. That game being played at Kemp Memorial Stadium. At the Silver Bowl, it is 35-7, Mount Carmel over Mifflinburg, and the Braves will kick off from their own 25-yard line after the 15-yard penalty for unsportsmanlike conduct. And if you're wondering, the fireworks still continue at Lock Haven.
Should give the Central Mountain some good field position here, Kevin.
That was a decent kick by Gittins. Taken at the 22-yard line. Coming up is Stark with it. He'll come to the near side. Now go to the far side. Turn the corner at the 30. 35 spins at the 40 and is knocked down at the 44-yard line. And an extremely late flag. And I'm not sure if this is going to be unsportsmanlike or if it's going to be an unnecessary block. But it is in one of those areas where you don't, where they are really enforcing this right now. Of no unnecessary blocks. We saw it, twice last week with Jersey Shore?
The runner was on the opposite side of the field being tackled, and the incident took place at the hash mark all the way across the field, and it will be a personal foul.
And the worst part is that's not a dead ball personal foul, so I believe they marked that off from the spot of the foul, which means the ball would have been normally spotted at the 44-yard line, will now be spotted at about the 15. And the officials are discussing it with Coach Tilford on exactly what the situation is going to be. Central Mountain sends in their football.
I like this official.
Or are they going to mark? No,
when they mark it off, he holds the ball out.
Actually, I'm going to correct that. I think they do mark it off from the 44-yard line.
Yeah. Well, that's where he's headed. Now he holds the ball straight out as he goes.
Yeah, I'm going to correct that. It is from the 40. It is not a spot foul there. It is from the 44-yard line from the end of the play.
And you know the other thing I like about it? He runs
It's not a stroll. It's not a walk.
He runs with to mark off the penalty.
So that'll spot the ball at the 29-yard line for Central Mountain instead of at the 44 and or thereabouts.
We have not had many huddles tonight.
We haven't had one huddle.
You're right.
We've had a couple of muddle huddles, but that doesn't count. Long comes to the near side. They'll go four quicks now with a shotgun, sidecar to the left, Central Mountain moving left to right with 8:50, make that 7:51 to go. Here comes the speed sweep to the near side, Stark. Stark turns the corner at the 35 to the 40 to the 45 and bulls over a tackler to the 44-yard line and got all 15 of those yards right back.
Well, Balestrini with the tackle. He's the one that got him in the front, and Connor Fitzgerald was pursuing from the backside, and they made the tackle, but again, that's a lot of yardage, Kevin, on a play that could have been stopped probably at the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely right. 38-7, Shikellamy on top with 7 minutes, 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter over Central Mountain. Central Mountain with their second possession of the half. Shotgun, sidecar left, four receivers again. In motion to the near side is Johnson. Here's going to be the dive play on the draw-ish to Pence. Not a true draw, it's more of a delay. Gain of three to the 49 of Shikellamy.
Zachiel Nettles with the tackle from his linebacker position.
Zaki with a really good offensive performance tonight. Got that touchdown run. He's played well defensively as well.
That pass he caught over in the far sidelines, I can still see that. That was a highlight.
Shotgun. Sidecar right, man in motion to the far side, and that is going to go to the motion man. That's going to be Stark. Stark strung out, and he is dropped. That's a nice play by Eric Schock that time.
Well, the outside backer went with the quarterback on that, but, again, Eric Schock from his position over there, nice hit, and didn't let him pick up any extra yardage on that, Kevin. Put him right down. 23 out of the game because I think his helmet came off or something's wrong with his helmet. Three in for...
Yeah, that's a big loss because Rocco Stark is their leading ball carrier right now, and that will bring in... Pence is by a little bit. That'll bring in Tyler Weaver. And in motion to the near side is Johnson. Third down. Pressure coming. Swing pass to Johnson. Johnson trying to get to that first down marker. He will get to the first down marker at the 42-yard line. And a great stiff arm there that got him that far as Castillo could not bring him down before gaining six and make it seven and a first down.
Braves have to have their head on a swivel here, Kevin. You got to go till the whistle because there's some downfield blocks that are occurring, and it's a good time that you could get hurt. All right, you just got to watch and make sure, and play till the whistle.
I was hoping somebody would take a timeout during the finale. We missed the finale of the fireworks.
We're probably going to get a text about it. Roger's going to get a text about us talking about fireworks.
Back to pass, the swing pass. And that one I thought hit the ground, but no, they said it didn't. He's got to pick it up. Johnson comes back to the near side. Looked like he was going to lose a yard or a fumble. That might have been fumbled late. And now we got players all over the field with a 2-yard gain. It would appear, or actually a 1-yard gain. It would appear. And
Kevin,
the officials say it is not a fumble. He was down by contact, I believe. But hang on, they're still talking about it.
That ball did hit the ground.
I thought it did, but
I don't think it was. I don't think it was
wasn't a lateral.
No, it looked like it was a forward pass.
Now the officials do say he was down before the fumble.
Yeah, well, I agree with that.
Yeah, that one I agree with as well. It'll be a gain of one, but I think you're right. I thought it hit the ground from our vantage point.
Our four eyes, if we both saw the same thing, even though we've been together for so long, I thought it did hit the ground, and he picked it up.
Second down and nine at the 36-yard line of Shikellamy. Man in motion is Weaver to the far side. Pistol tight formation, and this one goes to the left side to Stark, and Stark will zoom ahead for a gain of nine. Inside the 30 to the 28-yard line.
They've had a lot of success. Now we got another penalty.
That's an extremely late penalty and a very frustrated official because that flag went a good 30 feet in the air.
I don't know. I didn't see. That's well after both teams were each in their huddles.
But that flag went really high. Dead ball foul, unsportsmanlike conduct against Central Mountain.
So that's a 15-yard penalty. So instead of second down and one, that's going to be second down and 16.
That's what I said, Kevin, about you got to keep your head moving when
actually,
you're on defense. So
is that third down and 16? Because that would have been a dead ball foul, I believe.
Yeah, it is third down.
Yeah, third down and 16. You know, at the 43-yard line.
Central Mounts had a lot of success with that running outside or inside that our outside backers.
Now, Coach Renninger, I think, wants an explanation on this one, and I don't blame him. I would want one, too. By the way, an update on the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Penn State leading Maryland 20-0. Penn State getting a field goal early in the second quarter. Seems weird to do a Penn State score on a Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard, but hey.
I'll bet a lot of people have the game on TV and they're listening to you and I.
That would be all. Yeah. That would be all right.
They were talking about doing that at the social room of the number ones.
Oh, there you go. That's a good idea. Well, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. A lot of you didn't make the trip up tonight. We're glad we can be your ticket. Back to pass, firing out to the near side to Johnson. Johnson brought down by Balestrini, but not before a gain of about 8. We'll bring up a fourth down, and about 7 at the 34-yard line.
I think you almost have to go for it.
I think so, too.
If you are Central Mountain here with 3:42 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Clock stop with 3:42 remaining. 38-7, Shikellamy leading Central Mountain and trying to convert on fourth down again. They are 0 for 2 tonight on fourth down conversions. I'm sorry, 0 for 1. And they're going to have to call a timeout, I believe, because they did not have the right formation in, and they were running out of time on the play clock to get it all squared away.
The Braves have not been able to get as much pressure on the quarterback because of the running game that Central Mountain has thrown together here in the third quarter. But that last time, they were probably pretty close to a sack, but, you know, it seems that everything that comes to the right side on the pass routes, especially if it's 5 yards down the field, there's not a Shikellamy defender with that particular receiver. And I haven't figured out what they're doing, what Central Mountain is doing to get him that wide open. But I'm sure the scouts from Lewisburg and the scouts from Shamokin and Milton, I'm sure they're taking a good look at what the Braves are doing on defense to see why that receiver is so wide open.
Well, right now we can give you an update on the Blaze Alexander Ford Tough game of the week. Central Columbia 34, Danville 7 in the fourth. You know, we talked about it in week two. If McNeilis ever got in sync with his receivers, they could be a very dangerous team. That left-handed quarterback has some talent. And, boy, I wonder if that's what happened tonight at Blue Jay Stadium. Fourth down and 7 now from the 34. Man in motion to the far side is Stark. Direct snap to Probst. Probst with time. Fires down the middle of the field and is incomplete. Behind the intended receiver, Sue, pretty decent coverage underneath. Yeah. But if that ball's lobbed over, that's 6 points.
I thought the Braves did an excellent job. This time when they ran that receiver through the formation and got him in the flat on the left, there was somebody jumped on him right away. All the receivers were covered that time.
Yep. Well, this is an opportunity right now for Shikellamy to go down and put points on the board and just lock this one up and put this one in a running clock.
Get some other kids in the game, too,
yep,
to play. Makes the ride a little bit less burdensome if you got to play tonight.
No question about that.
That's why we'll probably have such a great ride home.
Oh, yeah.
Fireworks.
Wing T formation.
Counter.
Here comes the counter. And plenty of room for
Nate
Manier, who gets tripped up at the last second by Lane Porter. Porter might have made a touchdown-saving tackle because that looked like it was going to be more than a gain of 6 yards.
Nathan runs hard, Kevin. And he had one other run on a sweep, inside sweep in the last series. This time he gets the ball on the counter play, coming back to the left side. Not good gains. I mean, 7 yards on the first
down.
Hey,
listen, yeah.
Man.
Who's complaining about that?
Exactly.
Clock winding with 3:05 remaining here in the third quarter. 38-7, Shikellamy leading Central Mountain. Over to the near side is Brubaker. That's the short side of the field as the Braves are on the near hash moving right to left. Wing T formation. Handoff goes to Long. Long stutter steps, now cuts it inside, now goes back outside, breaks a tackle, has the first down, and gets to the 45-yard line. That was a lot of footwork for 4 or 5 yards, but it was effective.
Well, he did his best Le'Veon Bell imitation there.
That's a good one.
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, it looked like he might have got stuck in the backfield, but he, you know, put on the brakes and made an adjustment, came back inside, made another adjustment, waited on a block, and but the last yard was all him. I mean, just pushing and driving to pick up that last yard for the first down.
All right, now, Schicken, let me take the air out of the football. Going back to the standard wing T formation. Wing to the far side of the field, that's Manier. Offset backfield behind Balestrini. Balestrini will hand the ball off. It's long once again, long off the left side with a gain of about two, maybe three. I'm sorry, that is Durr, not Long.
Usually Braden Long or Nathan Manier or Nettles, if they're in there, they have to make that linebacker block. So it looks a lot of times like, you know, they might be getting the ball. But it's the fullback that gets the privilege of taking the handoff.
No, I knew it was Durr. It just came out long. It just came out as long. Same amount of letters.
Yeah, you're right. One starts with a D, one starts with an L.
I didn't say the rest, but they were four letters. Second down and seven after the three-yard gain. Minute 30 to go here in the clock, winding third quarter. Inside handoff to Manier. Manier breaks a tackle, gets across the 50, tries to get over top of Johnson, but Johnson is able to reach up and trip him up for a gain of five. It'll bring up third down and two.
He runs that very well, but the other thing is, again, some good blocking. The tackle pulls on that to kick out the trap man, and, you know, they're getting inside of that. So Braves doing a nice job running against, if you look at how many people are on that line, there's a lot of defenders from tight end to tight end.
It looks very similar to what Jersey Shore was running with their 8-9 in the box. And right now, within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage, there's about 10 now. Here's the handoff. Right side, running room there for Simcoe. Simcoe will cut it across for the first down, across the 40 to the 37-yard line. And a nice gain of about 10 on that third down carry.
Well, this is the type of wing T offense that you're normally going to see. You know, this is what Southern Columbia does.
This was very reminiscent of Week 1 with Danville and Shikellamy running it like this.
Exactly. And basically they've just been running off tackle and they've been running counters. And they ran a couple of quick pitches earlier in the first half, but the basic wing T offensive plays.
And, man, does that make the clock run.
Mm-hmm.
First and 10 at the Central Mountain 38-yard line. Hand off to Durr. Durr is met immediately, and he is stopped for absolutely nothing. Might have actually lost a couple of yards. Jumping in there early on was Sean Sprague, the junior.
That's a guard trap play where the guard doesn't get trapped. You know, the guard doesn't get the trap man. And, you know, sometimes you can block that on too, Kevin. But good job by the front line of the Wildcats.
12 more minutes to go. Shikellamy leading at 38-7 as we enter the fourth quarter of play. This is WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on 100.9 The Valley.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Welcome back to Central Mountain High School. Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie. 38-7, Shikellamy leading it, but driving in Central Mountain territory at the 37-yard line with a second down and 10. It has been grinded out here in this third quarter for Shikellamy.
So when you have 38 points, you don't mind grinding a little bit.
That's
here, Kevin.
Probably true. Gittins on the far side of the field. It is a double wing near side, almost like a Mount Carmel wing. Back to pass, Balestrini. Balestrini firing it up, looking for Fitzgerald. Readjusting, gets it at the 10. Beautiful job by the tight end Fitzgerald, who picks up his fourth catch of the season. That one will be good for 30 yards and his second longest of the year.
How many times do you see a team?
Actually, it's his longest. I'm sorry.
How many times do you see a team, they've been running the ball, there's a change in the quarter, and the very first play is a pass play? And you can't say enough about Connor Fitzgerald, as you did a very good job. Just readjusted, and both of the defenders weren't even looking at the ball. He came back and caught it and held on to it.
6'2", junior, playing tight end. Balestrini with the offset backfield now, trying to put this one away. Balestrini under center with Minier in motion. Here's the handoff, Durr. Durr spins off a back, makes another man miss. Down to the 5, to the 2, to the 1. Touchdown, Shikalemi! And for the first time this year, I think it's safe to say, ball game.
Well, the Braves, ran off tackle to the left side, and that's the hardest I've seen Joel Durr run for a while. And he actually was in the grasp of a couple of the Central Mountain defenders, and he just ran right through them. And once he got to the 5, he did a little kick step, and in he goes.
Boy, that was like bam, bam, bam. It was just speed bumps on the way to the end zone.
It was like going to Knoebels at the Dodgems, all right?
The Dodgems? Is that the bumper cars?
The bumper cars, yeah. Did you ever hear them called the Dodgem cars?
Not since the 30s.
You're the one that said when I said the 5-2 Okie defense made fun of it. I'm done talking about nostalgic stuff.
High snap. The kick is up. They might have gotten a hand on that one. That one is no good. It looked like that one might have gotten tipped.
That was a knuckleball from the start, Kevin. That came out of there. That oblong spheroid was not going end over end. It was going
oblong
side, side.
Spheroid.
That's
I
what
like
it is.
That.
That's what a football is.
Is that a geometric term?
You can actually come up with several equations and like in algebra, and you can have a linear equations where you can take those equations and their common solutions will give you the dimensions and the outline of that football. Don't ask me to do it right now, but
I was going to say you lost me. You lost me about 3 seconds into that. You know,
35 years ago, I probably could have done it. It's trying to do 3D on a two-dimensional piece of graph paper, but now we have things that you can do 3D all over the place. I know,
my partner, the mathematician. Hey, listen, there were a lot of years you taught a lot of students.
Yeah, a lot.
And you're still teaching to this day.
Yeah.
And to this day, I'm one of those students who go, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, I talked to defensive coordinator for Shikalemi Algebra 1. That'd be Jimmy Ermer.
Well, Shikalemi ready to kick the ball away as Nettles will put his foot into one end-over-end kick. Boy, he got a good one there to the 5-yard line. Taking it at the 5 and running to the up the numbers is Stark. Now he breaks a tackle at the 25 to the 30 and gets to about the 32-yard line before he's tripped up. Boy, you can see his inches away from taking that one downtown.
Yeah, Gittins, again, with a very, very high, long kick.
Might have outkicked his coverage.
I think he did. He gave the Central Mountain guy a lot of time to get going fast before he got upfield.
Shikalemi 44, Central Mountain 7, so the clock will run now with 11 minutes remaining in this one. 4 receivers, just 2 weeks in a row with mercy rules. It's a lot different when you're on the other side.
Yes.
Though. Back to pass, Probst. Probst will try a wide receiver screen, completes it out to Johnson. Johnson with a nice job of getting downfield and got at 11 yards and then a late flag. Might have been personal foul there.
He might have been out of bounds.
I was wondering, but it's weird. It came from the middle of the field, which is not normally where you'd see that flag.
There was a flag thrown over on that side.
I didn't see that one. I see it now
on
the sideline.
Face mask. Kevin.
Yeah, that's it. I understand where you're. I didn't see the one on the sideline, but yeah, there it is. So it will be a 15. Actually, I don't know. Was it a personal foul?
I'm sorry. We'll find out in a second here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was 15. Yep, that's a personal foul. So there's a timeout on the field. And I did not see who took that one. That one must be a Central Mountain timeout. They have two timeouts that they've used. They have one remaining. So it'll be a 1st and 10 now for Central Mountain.
10.
Central Mountain will have the ball at the 39-yard line of Shikellamy. Give us a chance to run down the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. In the fourth quarter, Sealands Grove leads Loyal Sock 30-6. Fourth quarter, Central Columbia 41, Danville 7. Montoursville, a final over Milton, 66-0. Southern Columbia 76, South Williamsport 6 in the fourth. Upper Dauphin 53, Susquehanna 7 in the fourth. It is a fourth quarter score for Warrior Run, leading Hughesville 42-0, and Mount Carmel leading Mifflinburg in the fourth, 35-7. 44-7 here at Central Mountain with the Wildcats in the ball. Probst fires it. No, he's going to be sacked at the 47-yard line. Coming in for the sack, Chad Rule will pick up his second sack of the season. That one will be a loss of 7 on the play, back to the 46-yard line.
You know, I saw Chad in the training room the other day. He's pretty nice physical specimen for a young man. Got some speed, some a little bit of power there as he came all the way from the outside to make that sack.
Ball to 46 now, second down and about 17. Shotgun sidecar right for Probst. Four receivers. Nope, I'm going to correct that. That's Gerlach in at quarterback. He's going to pitch it over to Pence. Pence will be snowed under after a gain of about 4. We're going to take this opportunity to pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on the Valley.
This is WVLY Milton Lewisburg.
Third down and 13 from the 43-yard line of Shikellamy. Central Mountain with the ball, trailing at 44-7. And backup quarterback Brett Gerlach in at quarterback. He will set up, pass. The right-hander fires it down the middle of the field. Incomplete, right through the hands of Brubaker, intended for number one, Connor Sue. Gerlach, a 5'9", 138 sophomore, 9 of 12 on the season with a touchdown and 88 yards in limited action.
Well, John Pfeiffer back there also, Kevin, got his hand on that. Braves have a lot of players in that haven't played before tonight, so Coach Tilford giving some kids a chance to get in this football game.
Don't forget, also coming up in the postgame show, we'll have the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, the particular play that we think changed the complexion of the game or won it for one of these teams.
You want mine right now?
Yeah, hold off. Gerlach back to pass, fires it as he steps up. Beautiful pass to Johnson in the middle of the field, and he just plain dropped it off of his hip. I'll tell you what, Brent Gerlach threw a nice pass there. The youngster got decked as soon as he threw it, and he put it right off the inside hip.
Yeah, he should. That should be a first down for Central Mountain.
Easily.
Because, I mean, he was open, and the pass was delivered right to the proper spot. I mean, it wasn't a hard pitch to catch or a hard pass to catch. He just plain ordinary drop. Maybe he might have been thinking about getting down the field after he caught it.
That could be. Well, that's the second, and that is an 0-for-4 now on fourth down conversion, and another turnover on down. Shikellamy will take over at their own 43-yard line. Clock winding with 7:39 remaining here in the final stanza. 44-7, Shikellamy on top. And we'll try to get you some of these changes as we see them. That appears to be number 11, Duncan Weir at quarterback. Nope, I'm going to correct that. It's going to be instead Caleb Yoder at quarterback. Here's a handoff right side, running room for Simcoe. Simcoe down the sidelines. He's going to race it all the way in for the touchdown. Simcoe takes it in from 57 yards out, and Simcoe will grab his first touchdown of the season and almost double his output of yardage on the ground for the year.
Sweep, Kevin. That's two touchdowns the Braves have scored on basically, the old wing tee sweep right. You got your guards coming out, pulling for you, and just a straight handoff in the backfield.
Simcoe hit that corner so fast and ended up in a straight line so quick, I couldn't even tell what was going on until he hit about the 45 or the 35-yard line.
To be honest with you, Kevin, I didn't even think you were watching the play because I'm thinking, when are you going to start calling this touchdown here, buddy?
I didn't think he's just boom, and he was down there. That was a lot quicker than I expected.
Oh.
That one hits the crossbar on the extra point as Gittins got one a little bit low there. So,
if there's one concern I would have tonight is the fact that it doesn't seem that the snap back to Balestrini seems to be regular or uniform. It seems like he's reaching a different spot every time, and the timing doesn't seem to be there with John.
But it's only on the been on the PATs this year. You know, John is now
50.
That's a 50.
50.
Yep.
You.
Folks,
coming up here tonight, Kevin said to me, you know, I got 50 on my mind right now, 50 points, all right? And I'm thinking, you mean combined? He said, no, 50 points. And it is now 50-7, all right?
I actually was thinking 50 combined, but...
Well, I'm making you look
no,
really
I know,
good.
I know, but I got to be
You're
honest.
You're like Zotar down on the boardwalk at Atlantic City, all right? Put the money in, make the prediction,
Ooh,
all right?
Big reference. Nice job. Well, Gittens now is 5 of 10 on PATs, but 4 for 4 on field goals, including a 31-yarder, a career high tonight.
That kid's kicking the heck out of the ball.
Well, he's got the ball down to the 3-yard line. That's where Stark will pick it up. Stark will come to the near side, and now he'll go to the middle of the field, to the 15, to the 20, to the 23-yard line. And that's as far as he'll go, and the Central Mountain coaches to our right have turned off the lights and have left the building.
That was Eric Schock on the tackle, and I'm not mistaken, I think Nettles was in on that too. Because, you know, a lot of times when you get in games like this, you do not change your kickoff team or your kickoff return team.
Right.
You keep the same people in there all the time.
Now, yeah, it's too confusing.
Now otherwise. Once you go to defense, you start to play some of the kids.
Draper Buck in there, the junior.
Jake Reedy playing in the line, along with number 75, Robert Heller.
So this will be Gerlach, the sophomore, once again. With the clock winding with 6:24 to go, and Chickalamee leading at 50-7. Over to the far side is Ashton Propes, the wide receiver. Man in motion to the near side is Weaver. Direct snap. They'll pitch the ball out, looking for the running room, and finding it there is Pence. Pence, who's had a great night, cuts it to the middle of the field. Down to the outside, down to the 30, to the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Central Mountain. And just like that, they answer back with a 75-yard run.
Didn't start out the best because the quarterback was supposed to be a pitch. Instead, he just says, here, you take it. All right.
That was a pitch to the near side.
Yeah.
And ended up a touchdown on the opposite side of the field.
It's a quick pitch to the right or to the left side of the line, and Pence ran away from everybody. Nice job.
Wow.
He cut the seam back across the middle, and everybody was coming to the left, and he ran by everybody.
That's his second touchdown of the night. He's had a heck of a game. Actually, I'm going to correct that. That's his first touchdown of the night. Sue caught the touchdown pass.
Yeah, but now we got the personal protector in.
Yep, now we got all 11 players on the field. Yep. Extra point coming by Gensel. Kick is
good
up.
Kick.
And that one splits the uprights and hits the scoreboard good. So Trey Gensel now 7 of 9 on PATs for the year for the junior. And it makes it 50-14. Chickalamee leading it with 5:58 remaining here in the fourth quarter.
We have seen a lot of big plays tonight, Kevin.
Indeed.
I mean, long running touchdowns. We've seen some great pass plays.
And here's the final on our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. Wasn't as tough as we thought it would be, at least for Central Columbia. They defeat Danville 41-7. That now a final.
That really surprises me too, Kevin. You know, you were talking about, you know, the passing game probably got.
Right.
What if we read the paper tomorrow and Scott Dudinsky, who usually does the Danville games, says they had like 400 yards on the ground?
Well,
that always happens to me.
Yeah, I can't imagine that.
But they ran. Remember
but
against Chickalamee,
they ran very.
But you're right. It was the passing that got them the lead, and then they ran the ball pretty good.
And that's what really devastated Chickalamee. They were in that game till late in the second quarter when McNeil started to hit people,
including
his tight end.
Two passes within a minute of each other for touchdowns.
That's exactly right. So now we're waiting for the kick by Tyler Weaver. It looks like Gittens is back deep for Chickalamee along with Manier. That's a change. So Weaver puts his foot into one. It goes toward Manier at the 20. Make that the 17, the 20, 25, 30, 35, and he's tagged down at the 35-yard line.
Nate just ran over a couple of people there, Kevin.
He did.
He just ran right through them. And, he did the right thing. Get up the field. Well, let's see. If the pattern of this game keeps going, there should be another long touchdown run.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Coming up tonight on Eagle 107, Sean Carey with Sunbury Motors Game Night will have a full set of highlights, even though Lewisburg doesn't play till tomorrow night.
That's right.
You'll hear highlights from this game as well as Sealands Grove and Loyal Sock, which is now a Sealands Grove 30, Loyal Sock 6 in the fourth. It looks like the quarterback will remain Caleb Yoder. Yoder will hand the ball off to the left side. That's Wyatt Faust off the left side. Faust will come up with four to the 39-yard line. And that'll bring up a first down and a second down and six.
I think you're going to see a lot of sweeps. You're going to see maybe the fullback isolate on the left and the right side.
Let that clock go tick, tick, tick.
Exactly. Nice pickup. Good pickup on first down.
5 minutes remaining here in the game. The clock continues to run. 50-14, Shikellamy leading Central Mountain. I think this is the first time in 20-some years of doing this I've seen that many points on the board for Shikellamy, I'll be honest. Running to the near side with the ball is Alex Geiser, the sophomore. And Geiser will come up with a first down gain, even though he got thrown back about 7 yards.
Somebody's helmet came off, too, Kevin.
I believe it was his. It was indeed Alex's helmet.
Should be a first down, isn't it, Kevin?
Yes, it will be a first down because they're going to spot it to the 48-yard line.
That was the play I was talking about where the fullback gets the ball and you got to have the halfback lead up in there. And Geiser did a nice job again finding the seam back to the inside.
First varsity carry for the 5'11", 205-pound sophomore.
And he's fullback size. But yeah, in wing T, sometimes your fullback isn't the blocking fullback.
Yeah, a good example is what we've seen Durr do tonight.
Exactly.
And Shikellamy has to hustle up to the line, and they're going to get a delay of game here. Yeah, they broke the huddle with about two and went about 10 yards to the 47-yard line, and that becomes a delay of game. The clock will stop with 3:54 to go.
Kevin, these kids, they've only played one junior varsity football game, and that was a controlled game with Sealands Grove. And so they've got to get some field time.
Well, this is the tough thing about high school football right now in our area. There's not too many teams playing freshman ball or ninth grade or junior high ball, but you're definitely having problems trying to get junior varsity games because of lack of numbers. There's the handoff left side. Running room there for Wyatt Faust. Comes up with about four to the 45-yard line.
You have to make a decision as a coach with your ninth graders.
Yes.
Do we play a ninth grade schedule or do we bring ninth graders up to JV?
And you have to bring them all up or leave them all back.
And Shikellamy decided that they were going to keep most of the ninth graders down so they have a seventh, eighth, and ninth grade, hopefully two games every Thursday night.
Yeah, and that's been tough too because teams like, I believe it was it Northwestern Lehigh or something like that, had to make the trip up to play a couple of teams in this conference.
Well, I think they're going to play Shikellamy.
Yeah, well, they did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
but they also had to play a couple of more in this conference because they don't have teams to play. And the handoff off the left side to a Geiser does not come up with any room at all. He gets snowed under at about the 35, might have lost about a half a yard. Clock winding with 2:38 remaining here in the final quarter with a third down and 12 from the Shikellamy 45-yard line.
I don't think you'll see a pass, but you might see a quarterback rollout.
I was thinking something, and I'm going to hold it for the next 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
Okay.
Because I don't want to jinx anything. Coming to the near side, Flowers. Backs are split. And waiting the clock down is Yoder. He'll wait till it hits about five, and he'll snap it. That's what he does. Hand off left side. Wyatt Faust over to the left side. Spun down at the 50-yard line. Oh, actually, he wasn't quite spun down. I thought he was going down. He stood back up. So he'll be stopped at the 50-yard line. It'll bring up a five-yard gain and a fourth down and about six. With the clock winding with a minute 46 remaining. Braves are 1 of 1 on fourth down conversions tonight. That one went for a touchdown to Davis Marshall, who had a stellar first half. Flowers to the near side. Wing to the far side. Minute 25 and counting. 10 on the play clock. Shikellamy leading at 50-14. Long count. Here's the handoff left side. Wyatt Faust finding first down yardage, but a flag coming and one of the longest, holding flags I've ever seen.
That was a football, wasn't it, Kevin? They threw a football.
Was that the football on the other side?
They're a football back and forth on the sideline. Right.
I was going to say, because that went a long way.
See, there
it
goes again.
You're right.
It's those brown flags. The referees have the yellow ones, all right?
Well, we are a good ways away, I will say.
Now, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. you only have 50-some seconds to hold that thought.
The good news, though, is it was a gain of 10 and a first down for the Shikellamy and a fourth down conversion. So they are perfect on fourth down, and the victory formation comes out for the first time in 2019. Snap, knee, and probably will have, no, he won't need to do it one more time.
Uh-uh.
And that will do it for the game between Shikellamy and Central Mountain. The Braves get win number one on the season, a 50-14 victory over Central Mountain. We'll have the postgame coming up. This is WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football on the Valley.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Jeep Adventure Days, and we're celebrating with special Jeep pricing for everyone.
We have huge discounts on every new Jeep in stock, up to $6,000 off new Jeep Cherokees to qualified individuals.
We're also discounting every new 2019 Jeep Renegade up to $4,500, and we have over 25 to choose from. It's going to be a fun month.
So come in and see why people have been coming from all over the region to Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury and experience what we call the Zimmerman Difference. Call 570-988-JEEP or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payments and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SECV today or visit seccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Customized tutoring services provide students one-on-one tutoring opportunities, including math. Supplement students' math content from pre-algebra to calculus. Continue the education conversations outside of school. CTS introduces students to different perspectives and study habits for improving retention, understanding, and test scores. Your student can join the hundreds in our valley who've been motivated and educated by CTS. Sign up now. CTS Downtown Lewisburg on Facebook and CustomizedTutoringServices.com. Customized tutoring services for every age and any stage.
Kevin Herr along with the Chief Dave Ritchie at Central Mountain High School tonight, where the Braves come up with win number one, a 50-14 victory over the Central Mountain Wildcats. And the Braves had the offense running tonight, no question about that. They did it with three touchdowns in the air, touchdowns on the ground. Central Mountain with a couple of big touchdown runs themselves. And I'll tell you what, that is one of the quickest sprints from the post-game huddle to the Shikellamy band for the alma mater that I have seen in several years. Boy, did this team have a spring in their step tonight after the first, I would say, about 10 minutes of this game.
Kevin, you know, if you're Central Mountain, you have to be in a little bit of shock because you have an 0-5 team come up here, and you've played some. They've played some really good teams.
Very close.
And they played them close. Got a Shikellamy team that comes up and scores 50 points. I'm going to text Coach Dilford and say, congratulations, Coach, but where's this team been all year?
Well, you know, he said it all year.
They're here. They've been here.
He said it all year. He said, you know, this team has been so close, but have not been able to find a way to win. Well, tonight, not only did they find a way to win, but they found a way to put the game away as well. And not let anybody, you know, other than a couple of big, one big pass play and a big running play, that
pretty much was it.
What about when it was 20-0 and Central Mountain had the long 70-yard pass run play for a touchdown? Braves come right back and score a touchdown, all right, to make it 28 or 20, and then go for two, make it 28-7, and then get a field goal right before the half to make it 31-7.
And manage the clock
exactly
to get that.
Exactly.
And then that field goal was actually a career-high 31-yarder
for
to
John.
Boot for yeah. John Gittin. So, you know, a lot of great things to talk about if you're a Shikellamy fan in this game. No question about that. We'll give you the final numbers here in just a minute. But I think the one thing that stands out is we need to pick a Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play
of
the
done
game.
That, Kevin.
There's a lot of choices in this one. But, you know, when you're looking at a fourth down play, you're up 14-0 at that point. You're going to take a little bit of a risk on fourth down and about five. And instead of going for the first down, they went for the end zone. And what they had been working on all night Thursday was with Balestrini and with Davis Marshall were those corner patterns.
Fade patterns.
Yeah. And they actually made it worthwhile tonight. They hit him on a couple of big ones, including that touchdown pass. The extra point was no good, but at that point made it 20-0, and Shikellamy was on their way. That is our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game. Shamokin Dam Health Center and Workplace Injury Institute offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. Quick update on the Penn State-Maryland game with 3:04 to go in the second. Penn State leads Maryland 34-0 that game on 100.9 The Valley. News Radio 1070, WKOK, and WKOK.com. Tomorrow night here on 100.9 The Valley, the Lewisburg Green Dragons come back to their normal home. They will take on the Bloomsburg Panthers. That game will get underway at 6:30 with Greg Wetzel and Justin Michaels. That game is set for Selins Grove High School because of some events going on at Bucknell this weekend on Family Weekend. So they're playing that tomorrow night at Selins Grove. You can hear that right here on the Valley beginning at 6:30, kickoff at 7. And that will be Shikellamy's next opponent. Again, Saturday night, not this Saturday, obviously, but next Saturday, it will be homecoming for the Braves. That is a 6 o'clock kickoff at Shikellamy Stadium, so that means we'll have coverage on News Radio 1070 WKOK beginning at 5:30, which would probably be about an hour after the Penn State Nittany Lions end. So it'll be a good football doubleheader next Saturday on WKOK, Chief.
Homecoming for the Braves.
And indeed is, and a busy homecoming day, too. On the field areas there with soccer and also football. A reminder coming up tonight on Eagle 107, Sean Carey will have Sunbury Motors game night scores and highlights from around the region, including Selins Grove's win over Loyal Sock 30-13, and of course this Shikellamy win 50-14 over Central Mountain. We're waiting the final numbers here in just a moment. One thing I will tell you, what I didn't want to say with about 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go, Chief, the Braves, I don't believe, turned the ball over tonight.
No, they did not. You are correct.
They got 4 turnovers themselves and turned all 4 of those, I'm sorry, turned 3 of 4 of those into points. And that's something the Braves have had trouble doing as well. So now, Shikellamy coming into this game were minus 4 in turnovers in one game. They go to 0.
That's so great.
So that's a big, big switch. And now, again, a very tough Lewisburg team coming up 1 week from tomorrow. And then they have a game with Holy Redeemer. That game, by the way, with Holy Redeemer that replaces Southern Columbia on the schedule, that will be at Crispin Field in Berwick. That will be a Friday night game at Crispin Field in Berwick. So that will be coming up in the normal slot where Southern Columbia was with a 6:30 airtime here on WKOK and kickoff at 7 o'clock. I think one of the things that stood out here tonight was the way the Braves were able to take advantage of mistakes and were actually able to turn those into points. I mean, you got some great field position with the interception from Nettles that took it down to the 1 yard line, set up a 2-play drive there for a touchdown. And they were not able to put their they were not willing to take their foot off the gas.
And they took advantage every time they had a turnover. I believe they had a score off of every turnover
except for
the first one.
Yep. And but that's not now that one actually took points off the board for Central Mountain because it looked like they were going to drive right downfield and pick up an early touchdown or an early field goal and put points on the board. And I think that really could have changed the complexion of this game if Shikellamy did not put points on the board first. One of the things you and I have been talking about all season is Shikellamy needs to score first, and they hadn't done that all year. This was the first lead that they'd had all season.
Yep, and I think that what you just said about stopping the Central Mountain Wildcats from scoring kept a positive mindset on these kids. And you know, and then, of course, the first touchdown was pretty spectacular, too. Davis catches that ball that's thrown and turns around, and you know, he didn't jump, but he outreaches, all right, the defender, and then the defender had a hold of him, but he just broke away and went in the final 5 yards.
And
the kids were ecstatic.
His first multi-touchdown game of his career. And, you know, this is a guy who hadn't played football.
Hey, he scored 14 points tonight. Two touchdowns and a two-point conversion. And that was pretty awesome, too, in that they had missed an extra point. So when they got their 27th point or 26th point, they went for – it looked like they were it was a mismanaged snap, but it wasn't. It was
a planned high snap.
Planned high snap and found Davis in the end zone all by himself again. And our statistician, Don Leitzel, is working really hard. Really hard.
He has done a number. He's running out of ink. That's what I think.
Well, just too many stats tonight.
Yeah.
That's all.
I think he's got way too many stats here to work on tonight. But you know what? I bet if you ask him, he'll be fine with that.
Here he comes.
Coming up this weekend yet on 100.9 The Valley, you'll hear Monday Night Football as the Steelers play the AFC North rival Bengals. That'll be coming up Monday night with the pregame show starting at 6:15, kickoff here on The Valley at 8:15 with Bill Hillgrove, Tunch Ilkin, Craig Wolfley on your home for the Steelers, 100.9 The Valley. Final numbers of the game. Looking on the Shikellamy side on the ground. Whoa, hold on a second. We're going to run the final numbers first, so let's hang on there a little bit. The Brubaker with three carries for 58 yards.
Receiving.
You're right. That is receiving. I'm sorry. Brubaker with three catches for 58 yards, Long with a couple of catches for 21 and a touchdown. Marshall with those three catches for 60 yards and a touchdown. Nettles with three catches and 33 yards. The only thing in the second half that added to that was Fitzgerald's catch for 28 yards. That gives Shikellamy 11 catches for 200 yards and three touchdowns on the season. On the night. Balestrini, 11 of 18, three touchdowns, 200 yards on the ground. Meniere, three carries for 11 yards, touchdowns from Nettles, Simcoe, Durr, and Balestrini. Nettles, six carries for 64 yards, Simcoe, a couple for 66, Durr with seven for 29, and Balestrini with six carries for 58 yards, and then some other numbers. Long had three carries for 7 yards, Faust with four for 21, and Geiser with two carries for 8 yards. Braves with 250 yards on the ground, 200 yards in the air. That's 405, zero turnovers. One thing that you would like to see a little bit better is they did have seven penalties for 68 yards, but again, gave up 307 yards offense. Final numbers for Central Mountain. That was 152 and a touchdown on the ground on 19 carries, and then collectively 11 of 23, three interceptions and a touchdown for 155 yards. That's how the Wildcats offense matched up tonight in a 50-14 win over Central Mountain. Chief, your final thoughts here as we wrap things up.
Well, I just sent Coach Tilford a text. I said, hey, great win tonight. You've been saying all year long that these kids are capable of doing what they did tonight. And now that they've experienced it, let's look forward to Lewisburg.
That will be again on Saturday night right here, both on 100.9 The Valley and on WKOK. So Lewisburg fans will get their version on 100.9 The Valley. Shikellamy fans back on News Radio 1070 WKOK beginning Saturday night. And it's a 5:30 start for a 6 o'clock airtime, or excuse me, a 6 o'clock kickoff from Shikellamy Stadium next Saturday night. Once again, our final score, it was Shikellamy 50, Central Mountain 14. The Braves improve to 1-5 on the season. Central Mountain will fall to 0-6. Don't forget, tune to Eagle 107. Sean Carey has Sunbury Motors game night coming up in just a few minutes. We'll also have more Penn State football on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Nittany Lions really rolling over Maryland right now on this Friday night football night. You can catch that on WKOK.com as well. Lewisburg football coming up tomorrow on WKOK beginning at 6:30, 7 o'clock kickoff from Sealance Grove High School as the Lewisburg Green Dragons take on the Bloomsburg Panthers. For our studio producer, Gian Fabian, his assistant, Gabby, and Mark Lawrence, who's also assisting tonight, I'm Kevin Herr for the Chief, Dave Ritchie. Thanks for joining us for WKOK's coverage of Shikellamy Braves football here on 100.9 The Valley.